Blog Talk Radio.
This song is for all the cheaters out there who've been cheating on their loved one, especially a young lady who was once in my life. This song is for you and old Dirty Jody. When you get hungry, you better call Jody. When the bills get high, high, girl, you better call Jody. When you get sick, no insurance, you better call Jody. Cause I'll be long, long gone, you better call Jody. Oh, I gave you everything that I met in years. Gave you a life that a poor woman dreams to lead. To fool around, how could you be so foolish? Now I gotta put you down. I know you say that you wouldn't need Jody if I wouldn't leave you alone. But how can I work and provide for you if I'm at home? Pack your bag and don't let the door hit you. And before you go, baby, take these words with you. When you get hungry, you better call Jody. When the bills get high, girl, you better call Jody. When you get sick, no insurance, you better call Jody. Cause I'll be long, long gone, you better call Jody. I said again, when you get hungry, you better call Jody. When the bills get high, when you get sick, no insurance, you better call Jody. Cause I'll be long, long gone, you better call Jody. Don't tell me you're sorry, don't tell me that lie. How could you gamble on the one night thrill? Tell me why. Jody ain't gonna be no daddy or a doctor.
Hail from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
For joining me again for another Friday night Big Eddie Grudge Race Talk Show. Yeah, I'm hoping everybody come on here tonight in due time and we can get some things started here. I also want to mention to y'all, I mean, y'all probably already know it, but this is the month of February, Black History Month. So if anybody got some black history they'd like to talk about, we'd be glad to hear it. But before we get started, I want to start the show off right with a little black history song.
And I was the youngest person to do so. I was determined to let Wallace see what he had done to me.
A lot of people spat on us. A lot of white clanners were there. A lot of white supremacists.
Oh, come on, put a gun
in. Just grab a flag on him.
And further ahead still, segregationists have been at work too, putting up posters on the roadside accusing Dr. Luther King of being communist trained. Another propaganda too, this time from the air. Light planes are dropping leaflets calling on white employers to sack their Negro workmen.
I just keep on, because I'm on.
but jubilation.
When we're at the Capitol and Wallace is up in the window peeping behind the blinds and he didn't come out to see my bandage over my head that covered the 7 stitches.
We had marched that 50 miles that they told us that we weren't going to march.
They had to surrender the steps of the Capitol. It's a very triumphant moment.
They told us we wouldn't get here. There were those who said that we would get here only over that dead body.
Well,
all the world today knows that we are here and we are standing before the forces of power in the state of Alabama saying we ain't going to let nobody turn us around.
That was it, doctor. Nothing did for us what that did.
Keep on walking, keep on talking, marching on a freedom land.
All right, Carla, who we got? Come on, Carla, you got your hand up. Okay.
Hey, Big Eddie, this Cadillac, man. I was just wanted to say, man, top of the evening, man. It's Black History, man. That's my motto for 23, man. I'm making it Black History. I'm a history star. I'm
yes,
a trend star. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
I mean what I say.
Yes, sir, I
understand. I'm a do what I mean.
Understood.
You know, so good topic, man. We've been through a whole lot. Us as the people,
yes,
man.
Sir.
We got to show one another more love, man. You know, trying to tear one another down. But, you know, hey, man, it's just what it is, man.
Yeah, it's just a reminder, man, that I'm feeling pretty good, man. It's just a reminder, man, you know, to the people that, you know, I guess a lot of people don't look upon history as much as they should, you know, and history is where you learn from. If you don't have guidelines to go by, then you ain't got nothing. And you got to live for what happened and also live for today and then live for tomorrow. So I don't know, man. We going to, you know, anybody want to talk about Black history? This is a good race show. But I just had to put a little reminder out there with that nice little Black History piece there and get the show started. From there, we can go on to wherever we need to go. So if anybody out there want to come on in and get this thing started, you can raise your hand. Come on, join me at Cadillac and let's get some things going here tonight and try to have a good time. You know, I got plenty of them old Black History songs on here.
Amen.
And once in a while, I might throw one out there. Yeah, come on, Cadillac.
Hey, man, ain't nobody going to turn me around, cuz.
That's
man,
right, man. That's a powerful song.
That's real talk, man, because, you know, us as the people, man, the Black people that this country was built on our backs and our sweat, and our tears and our forefathers and mothers and all the people before us, man, little things that we take for granted today, that we take for granted, man, people died for it.
People died for
died.
It, man. Died.
And
they died
still
for
died.
It right there. Yes, sir.
Man,
right now today,
right.
Just because
died.
Of the color of our skin. Yes, sir.
Right.
Just because
and
of the color of our skin,
enemy.
Man.
We are biggest
yes,
enemy,
sir.
Brother. Look how that dude, them five policemen did that guy down there. What did he do for you to want to harm him like that? You know, it's sad,
yeah,
right?
They put it out there kind of like, you know what it was. I mean, it was personal.
Yeah.
It wasn't
yeah, it was
nothing
personal.
That the dude did. It was personal, you know?
Man,
and,
look at here.
Man,
hey.
Is it inhuman, man.
Man, that was,
inhumane,
that
man.
Was positive inhuman, man. That was just... Man, I can't even call it, man. That's just, man. He was a young man. And this
yes,
young
sir.
Men doing this. These young men doing this here, man. Look at all the young men that came before them and gave their lives and marched so they can have the positions that they took full advantage of and put a stain on on the town.
Yes, sir.
Man, dude, it's something, man. It's something, bro. It's something, man. But
we
God,
got a hand up here. Go ahead, Cadillac, keep talking.
I say, man, God, yeah.
So you got the Cadillac on here tonight.
Man, the Cadillac always on
Cadillac, Cadillac full in effect. And we just talking a little serious talk right now, you know. For these young folks, a lot of these young folks don't understand what it's all about, man. And they out here doing everything against the grain.
Martin Luther King turning over in his grave.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He said, I've been to the promised land. I might not get there with you, but you got to do a job well done. You got to do it better than the next man. The young people don't understand that. They take it for granted. They don't have no respect for themselves. Man, the way when we came up, kid, you know how we was. It was yes, sir, yes, ma'am. No questions asked. Now, you ask a question with a youngin', he going to take your head off if you don't watch it.
Yep.
Old schools ain't going to let that happen.
They're ridiculous, man. The shit that they're doing is unreal.
It's crazy. It's a man. It's Black history,
you
man. But
you would have thought with them coming along, you know, the better education and all that kind of shit.
Right.
It ain't about nothing.
Nah.
They don't know shit.
They think they know everything. They think because they got a good job and they got more education than you, they assume they better than you. No.
A lot of them don't even want no job.
Nope. The young people now don't want to work hard, man, like we did. They want to do that, man. They want everything you got, but don't want to go through what you went to get it.
Yes, sir.
The way they look at life, they want to get a job starting them off at $25, $30 an hour. It ain't like that. You got to crawl before you walk, man.
Man, I remember the job was starting you off at $2.65. I worked for Monogram Auto Kits. I've made $2.65. But that was a lot of money, man. It was a lot of money, man. Hey, I got up every morning going to work. I went to work in the evening. Man, I went to work dedicated, man. If I was on time, I was late. If you catch that, when you're supposed to punch in at 9 o'clock, you're late. You're supposed to punch in at 8:50, at 8:45, 8:40, 8:30. That's when you're on time, because you never know what your job might have for you to do. You want to let them know you ready and prepared. Let's get the day started. And you didn't have to, how would you say, be in the man way, let him know what you do. He already see what you do. He see you before you see him. And man, that was the days, boy. That was the days. And then when we went, the pleasure time was on Fridays and Saturday nights, and sometime on Sunday when we went drag racing for $50, $125. The pot was $200. Well, if you had $200 up for the pot, well, you had a whole bunch of money. We didn't say $500, we said $200. That's it, man. Built on the scatway running. West side against south side. Run the flying mile and all like that, man. It was the days, man. That's all. I ain't going to start reminiscing.
Hey,
man. That's racing.
Yeah, what up, Eddie?
What y'all say to Martin Luther King, he said, I had a dream. Would y'all agree that part of that dream we didn't reach? but we still got a long way to go.
Man, we'll always have a long way to go. So we like crabs in a bucket.
No, not the crabs.
None of us get to the top.
Willie Lynch. Yes, sir. That's real talk. You might laugh about it, but it's real. It's today.
Yes, sir. You know, if y'all don't mind, and bear with me just one more time here, I just want to play a moment of that Black History part of history for us right here.
I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. Yeah. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. Exalted. And every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to.
out with this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside. Let freedom ring in Winding Canyon. When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
We're free at last. And you know what, fellas, and this is what I got to say about that. We have, like I said, came a long way. But yet, we have a long way to go. And saying that is only that God that didn't get us as far as we have gotten so far in this world.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I would have lost it all. Oh,
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
God damn, man, we don't have church all night.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 love it. Oh, I, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it without
you. Hey, y'all, I'm sorry for the little interruption. Now, hey, man, hold on. Hold on, man. This is just... I'm just introducing Black History Month, man. I don't know what's the problem with having patience for that, man. But look here, man. Regardless of what it was, man, that's some ignorant shit right there, Chuck. I got to tell you, man. That's some ignorant shit. I'm just trying to introduce Black History Month for one time for the beginning of the month because that's what's wrong with people right now because they forgot what the people have been through, man. You know? So I'm just trying to introduce Black History Month. I'm sorry, y'all, for the interruption. I wish I would have made better arrangements.
Hey, Eddie, wait a minute. Hold up. My bad. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you need to do that. Because you know why? This is why you need to let that play, because that's what we all need to hear. That calm them down and let us know where we come from. We didn't come here on no pedestal. Everything we got, we had to fight for it, man. Somebody died for us to have what we have today. They didn't get a chance to enjoy none of this like we do. So that's the reason I say you have to kind of stand down and let that kind of stuff play. That is all, my brothers, and I go away in peace.
Hello? Yes.
Kick it. Let's go.
Hold on. Can I lock somebody in my door? All right.
Oh, damn.
right, y'all. Let me cut this off right back to the show. Somebody put my medicine in the wrong mailbox. All right, y'all. Let's go. Let's go ahead and get to the BS because that's what everybody wants, y'all. But our vitamin better arrangements.
All my life I had.
If I'd have had better arrangements, man, I would probably did it in a way where that I'd have had somebody come on and bless the soul just to get it started, and then we was gone. That's all I was trying to do, is have a decent start up for Black History Month. There's a whole lot of people who forgot about that, but let's go. Go on, move forward. Whatever y'all want to do, the show is y'all. Yeah. 0537, your mic is open. Come on with
it. What's up, big guy? What's going on with you, gentlemen?
Oh, ain't nothing too much, man. What's going on with you today?
Oh, nothing much, man. I just want to, you know, say happy Black History Month to everybody. And I'm going to say this same thing I say all the time. You know, I hope at least one person listen to me, man. If you feel good, if everything's fine, you ain't got no problems, go on, make your doctor's appointment and get yourself checked out, man. We want to see y'all this summer. We want to party with you. We want to race with you. We want to do all that, man. We want you to take care of yourself, man. If you don't feel nothing, you feel good, everything's fine, this is the perfect time to get yourself a physical, get your colonoscopy. If you're past 35 years old and you ain't never had it, man, get that done, man. Get that done.
Yes, sir.
We lost a few people that we know through colon cancer. It rages high in the Black community, and the sad part about it can easily be 100% cured if caught early. So hey, yeah. I stress to you, brothers, man, get yourself checked out. If not for you, for your loved ones, and just for your own peace of mind, man. That's all I gotta say.
Thank you, Mark. All right. Well, look here. I wanna start off saying last night they had a real interesting show last night. You know, I heard Dee Dee come on last night and say something that I always try to rebuttal to everybody about the tract, and he put it. He was well spoken with it about, you know, getting down any track and you should be able to get your car down the track. The track is good. You know, I was surprised he didn't get cussed out because you know, a lot of people, they hear me say it, but it don't mean nothing what I said. Maybe old vet like Dee Dee, maybe him saying it might mean something to some of the people. Then nobody come on and argue with him and this, that, and other. So I appreciate he and Dee Dee come out and put that out because that's something that I've been trying to put out for over a year or two now. And I always get the rebuttals about what it is and what it ain't. You know, so thank you for that, Dee Dee, if you're listening. Seems like you be listening a lot of times, just don't come on the show, don't raise your hand. And so I heard you repeat some things that have been said. So I thank Dee Dee for that. Now, who else coming on? What we got to talk about, man? I done heard about the Michigan and Chicago battles. I done heard about the West Side and the South Side. I mean, y'all come on with it now. Come on, Chuck, where's it at? Come on.
You done pissed Chuck off.
Kid, Chuck can piss me off. Give a fuck about that.
All right, y'all. Can we get some de-escalation going on here, man?
I'm trying to de-escalate now. I'm putting the flow down. I'm letting them have the flow now.
Easy. Going to put Mark in the bacon on the grease now. Just take it easy. Leave Chuck alone.
Oh, God, dog.
That's all.
How you gonna say Chuck pissed you off? How you gonna say that?
Look, man,
that's
we
Uncle
move
Chuck,
forward.
Man. What the fuck?
From this point, this point right here, we're gonna move forward, man.
Now I'm gonna tell you who pissed me off. You know who pissed me off, Eddie? Pissed me off.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, fuck. Here we go. It's crazy. Fuck yeah. Go ahead. Who pissed you off, man?
Man, that cat pissed me off. Just got off the phone there. Big Mark, you better not move this year, boy. 23 says, duty on you, bro. I'm going to take my Suburban and whoop you with your Suburban. Because I know you can.
I respectfully choose to not engage with you in your rhetoric because you're not going to throw rice at a Chinese wedding. That is all.
Hey,
Damn,
Mark. I had to come on mute to hear that.
Hey, Mark, check it out. It's cold out there right now. You got,
well,
you got your Suburban, I got mine. Let's
go.
You
got it, bro.
Nah, you ain't going to do nothing. Don't tell me what I ain't going to do.
Man, Didi said if he catch you at the track any motherfucking way, he's going to stick his foot in your ass.
Hey, he ain't going to do nothing. Look at that, man. Hey, kid, like I said last night, and I'm going to say tonight, he better not get in my way. That's all.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
I ain't
got no more talk. No more talk. Let them cars do the talking. Let them cars do the talking. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, Cadillac. Yeah, hell yeah.
He
said no
soul
in
his talk.
He said no soul in his 60. He said if it hits 65 degrees or more for 2 or 3 days in a row, said, goddamn it, you better try to leave the city.
I ain't got to try to leave the city. I think we can go where it's 65. We about the city together.
Oh, shit.
That's what they used to
oh,
do.
Shit.
That's what we used to do. But now, they're not.
Oh,
now
shit.
It's a problem.
Yeah, well, you
it's a
used
problem.
To kill
a
rooster.
It's a problem when
used
the
problem
is, man, look at here.
Hey, don't engage in that, man. That man ain't going to race
Mark, check this out here. Just because you a hater, man, you ain't going to do nothing. Speak for yourself. That's all I got to say.
Hey,
like
Cadillac, hold on. Cadillac, hold on. Let's give these boys a moment to come on. And I know some people out here that really at each other, and they should come on and talk about it, what they want to talk about, because the first thing they're going to do is blame me for letting you talk on the show and all that kind
hey,
of
man.
Shit. So
I'm on mute, man.
If they
like
won't
I
open
told...
their mouth, if they
well,
won't open
I,
their
I,
mouth,
day,
goddamn.
I got to say, Eddie, check this here, Eddie. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to let my car do the talking, and I'm on mute.
I appreciate that, Cadillac. That damn right.
You know Chuck won't stick his foot in your ass, too, Cadillac. I forgot to tell you.
I ain't studying Chuck.
Come on,
Chuck,
y'all let Cadillac be cool, man. Y'all keep talking about they don't want to hear him, but y'all keep talking to him, man. The man ain't saying nothing. He say he's going to lay down for a little while, give these people a chance to come on.
Let's see,
they used to do skin the same way. They used to say, we don't want to hear skin. It's this, that, and other. But then when skin ain't saying shit, ain't nobody else saying shit. What the fuck you want to hear?
Hey,
what you want to hear,
Get his ass, Cadillac.
Hey, man.
Don't let
it's
him
like
talk shit.
Say,
get him, Cadillac.
Come on,
Cadillac.
A motherfucker couldn't get
me if they was standing behind my head with a damn gun. The fuck is y'all talking about? I turned this bitch on. It's playing church
on,
for 45 minutes. I saw Eddie died and shit. I'm like, what happened? You know?
Oh, that must.
But look, I shut the fuck
What's
up
Vic?
Because
how you doing,
if he wanted to do Black History, that's his shit. It ain't my show. I'm
just
a fucking spectator.
That was just
and see, the motherfucker can't fire me because I don't
just
work for his ass.
My show.
You
oh,
see
man.
What I'm
saying? And that's just aside of my show. So just shut the fuck up then. I don't give a fuck if you don't say one damn word.
I got
word.
Quiet.
Ah, shit.
God
okay.
damn, it's 9
stay
o'clock
quiet,
and you still
then.
Playing
church
music. I'm like, what the fuck happened? We got
no,
a drum
no
go
what
to.
I do.
Somebody
it's
died.
It's my show, Chuck. For one time, just to introduce
Black History
is a crime. It's a crime. I don't tell you what to do and how to do it, man. It's
you
a crime
can't tell
to introduce
to
Black History Month, huh? And you
That's
can't tell
you
me what to
do, Eddie.
Nigga, so what the fuck you saying?
I ain't trying to
shut
tell you what to do.
Get his ass, Chuck.
Damn. Y'all, come on. Who over here want to talk about something? Well, Chuck,
Chuck
ain't talking about shit. Y'all, come on. I'm going to get that ass up when you don't fight that shit
down.
Why
you got so hot up? It's hot up here,
yeah, Eddie
boy.
Couldn't. I told you, that motherfucker Eddie couldn't get on my ass if he was standing behind me, man. Fuck him.
Boy, your ass going to get got this year. You can believe that.
And fuck Cadillac, too, that I can step on this motherfucking neck, too, chump. Nah. Motherfuckers think y'all gonna run me off the phone. Y'all got another thing happening.
Man, your
fuck y'all think
don't
this
have
is.
To run off the phone.
This,
I don't give a fuck about your own off the phone, man.
You got something
you
to
all
say.
Right,
man.
You gonna get an ass whooping. You gonna get an ass whooping this year, partner. You can believe that.
It ain't a motherfucker
that
don't own this motherfucking phone
that
can fuck with me.
Okay.
Nah, call some motherfucker.
Good.
Call some motherfucker.
You gonna fuck your tired rag
yeah,
ass up.
That's
what we're gonna do.
Your sign is real dry.
What up, Vic? How you doing, Vic?
Now get on with
good,
your motherfucking
man.
Show,
I'm doing
dump.
Good.
Nah.
What's
that's
up,
good,
Chuck?
Vic. This slow motherfucker thinking he running something. He ain't doing shit. He going to fuck his punk
Chuck
ass
said,
up this
ain't
year,
nobody
man.
On the phone going to fuck with him. That's what Chuck said. I heard him.
Yeah, and I'm the president. And I'm the president of the
nobody.
United Motherfucking States of America. And black people can run free. And no matter what they want to do, they can do it. So what the
man,
fuck that mean?
Huh?
What the fuck that
nobody.
Mean?
Because
a motherfucker sitting up there holding a gallon of beer, goddamn it, let shit come out his mouth sideways. What the fuck did that mean?
Oh, God man.
Goddamn. Yeah, man. Fuck that nigga, man. I'll fuck his ass up.
Damn. Damn, really? How long you been holding that in? I'm telling you.
Too long.
Hey,
oh,
hey.
You holding that in.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, you know why people say just say no? Them drugs be fucking Eddie up. I told y'all that shit, man. Just say no, man. Just say no.
Well, goddamn it, drugs.
Hey,
drugs might have me fucked
is
up, but goddamn it, that liquor got to be pretty potent in itself.
Oh, man.
Hey, I just want to know, is that personal? Is that personal?
Yeah, it is personal. You goddamn right.
I don't give a fuck. He can't do shit about it.
We gonna see real soon, pal.
Damn, Chuck. That goddamn Eddie say he fucking you up, Chuck.
Hey, Vic,
I got you,
just...
man, because the motherfucker lips, he gonna
hey,
learn how to zip them motherfuckers up when I'm around,
you.
Man.
I'm going
to teach that motherfucker how to zip them motherfucking lips up when I'm around. He going to learn.
Damn. Damn. Damn.
Zip them motherfuckers.
I don't think you could do that, bro.
Okay. Well, time will tell. Time
nice
heal all
I mean,
these motherfuckers.
Everybody entitled to their own motherfucking dream, and then they find that harsh reality that
well
man,
everybody know
up.
That time heal all wounds and your motherfucking name is wound motherfucker. I'm gonna heal your
God, God.
Damn.
You hear this shit, kid?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey man,
ooh.
You ain't gonna make ooh. The motherfucking show about me, chump. Gone with your shit.
I'm trying
well,
not
really
to. You don't want to keep jumping out there. We trying to move forward, but you keep on talking.
You
keep on jumping
shit,
out there, partner. I'm not going to let you pass a lick, and I'm going to sit there and turn my head to the other and let you hit the other cheek. I don't believe in that shit. Well, let it up, motherfucker. Yeah, you ain't bad. Yeah, you bad.
I'm bagging my shit up. Nobody.
Like DD say, when the weather hits 65, 70 degrees, the motherfucker ain't gonna say shit.
Man,
come back when the weather
I
changed,
don't give a fuck what DD said. Don't
you better,
care what he said.
I put him on your ass too.
Hurrah.
Oh, man.
Mudbone. Bitch,
come on, man. Come on. Let's get it going. Let's get it lacking.
I can get to the track next week.
Hey, Big Eddie.
It be Super Bowl.
I'm standing.
It be Super Bowl Sunday. I can fuck a motherfucker up and still make it to the damn game.
Hey. Come on with it, man. What you talking about? Because that other nigga ain't talking about nothing. Come on with it. What you saying?
Hey, I'm standing in front of my mirror. I said Mudbone three times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I mean, you ain't going to. Well, your race of career already over.
Hey, that's why
you just
ain't
did that. Your race of career over with.
I said mudbone.
You just did that. Your race of career over with, Ryan. You just fucked up, Ryan. If you did that, your shit over there ain't even started yet.
Man.
Because that goddamn Eddie ain't doing shit.
That's all right, Vic. Mm-hmm. Your ass is going to be titled up too, motherfucker. Yes. Your ass in the line, too. Your ass in the line of fire, too.
I hope so.
I ain't gonna allow this kind of abuse to come to me. It ain't going to do nothing about it.
Oh, now we're abusing you, huh?
Yeah, y'all try. Well, Ryan, I don't think you need to get in this line of fire, Ryan, because, you know, I already heard dog say you bagging over garbage cans. You don't need no more shit to bag over. Come on, man. Let's stay out this shit.
Oh.
Me and you cool.
Oh.
Me and you cool.
You bagging
cool,
over garbage cans.
Yeah, them over came on dog show, goddammit. He was talking like he was the heavenly father of grudge racing. And then when them motherfuckers started getting at his ass, that motherfucker said,
he
was bagging over
like
all
that,
kinds
boy,
of shit, man. Hell yeah, man. He coming at me. He don't come at me and I ain't going to come back at you, man.
Go listen to that show.
Shorty had to come home and save him and everything.
Right?
Shorty said, no, I ain't letting him raise you.
Eddie, it sounds like you trying to call Ryan now with your red Camaro.
Don't you worry about what color I put on his ass. You just stay over there in your camp and put what you want to put out. And you worry about what I'm going to put on your ass. That's what you need to worry about, Chuck. See, that's what's wrong with you motherfuckers. Y'all worry about the wrong shit. Y'all always worry about the wrong shit, man. Come on, man. Mind your own business.
Can I say something?
Huh?
Can I say something,
man? Yeah, come on with it, man. Come on with it.
I'm sorry.
I apologize with you, Ryan.
Okay.
But I mean, you got Chuck coming at me, then Vic coming at me,
then
you come there too. I couldn't believe that, man.
No,
I thought you came to back me up.
No, I did. That's why I was saying Mudbone. I'm standing in the mirror to say Mudbone. You know what happened when you say Candyman? Candyman come and slaughter everybody. I was calling Mudbone.
Well, I got to tell you, Ryan, I appreciate that.
Ryan.
But Candyman is a pussy compared to what I'm going to do to these motherfuckers.
Ryan got two red Camaros going to get on his ass.
Good Google.
Vic,
what
it do?
Shit, what up, though?
You over there drinking that soda water?
That's it. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yep.
Matter of fact, it ain't even got no soda in it. It's just straight water, H2O.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You all right?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Eddie.
What's up, player?
Evening.
I'm ordaining you. And I don't want you to let me down.
Uh-huh.
Every time I go on the battle, I want you to sing your damn favorite tune, that trans break tune.
Yes, sir. Ain't no problem with it, Ryan. It's going to be a whole different year this year, man. It's going to be a whole different year this year, God permit, man.
Yes, sir.
No, man, you ain't say what you going to do it or not. I'm going to need you to sing that damn tune, man. Every time I go
yeah,
on the
ballot, man. I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do it, man. I do it. I got you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that shit, Ryan. Every time Eddie got on this trans break, he went in reverse. So I don't know.
Damn, Chuck.
Yeah, well, you better hope it happened again when I get to your punk ass. I bet you that. And then I'm just going to swing that bitch around and go backwards down the track and tear your ass up with that slow motherfucker, Frandall.
Eddie, you still ain't got that goddamn shift to fix.
No, I ain't got to fix that, big, but that's only momentary.
Man, what the world is going on?
Well,
hey,
Vic,
hey,
is
hey,
going
Vic.
On?
Hey, Vic.
That's just
hey,
the way
Vic.
I guess it's intended
hey,
to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Vic, it's a
yeah.
difference in wanting to get it fixed and trying to get it fixed. I'll let you figure that one out.
Hey,
come
Chuck.
On, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, I just thought you said that you didn't want to make this show about your sorry punk slow ass. But you just keep
oh.
on goddamn it buzzing off. You
hey,
took
hey,
what
Eddie,
you, hey man,
I'm not
somebody
sure.
somebody that somebody
make
somebody
sure
somebody
about
put
me.
Some
it's
X likes in your
all
motherfucking
I can say is,
Miller's
all
highlights
I can say is I
and you just run it off at the motherfucking mouth, man.
Yeah.
Lord, how much
somebody stop him. Somebody stop him.
Oh, shit, boy, y'all
hey,
crazy,
Chuck.
Man.
Hey, Chuck, what you got
yeah.
going for this year? What you got going for this year? I said, what you got going for this year? What you got locked in already?
I got a cover room locked in for Bobby Ray.
Hmm.
It'll come out looking for one
hey,
more.
Hey, Ryan.
At least
hey,
one more.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what he got going this year, but I can tell you what he got coming.
Oh, shit.
What you got coming?
I can tell you what I got coming. The same shit I do every year.
Soon as
go
we
out
get
and race motherfuckers, win
order,
or lose, and
sit
and enjoy
again.
My motherfucking
he gonna
self.
He's going to back up again.
That's the same thing I've been doing. Ain't nothing going to change.
You better go buy a motor, motherfucker. That's what you better do.
I ain't
got
to buy a motor. I buy my own shit. You don't
no,
know
no.
what the fuck
buy
I got.
A car. Go buy a car, motherfucker. That shit you got ain't gonna
I got
get.
Enough goddamn cars now. What the fuck I need another one for?
Well, I just was picking which one you want to get torched. That's all.
Whichever one you step
you
up to, I have some for.
Whichever one you
that?
Put out there. How about
you know,
that?
It ain't even fun buying no more cars. I'm going to keep this motherfucker till I quit.
Y'all know what? This motherfucker right now to me.
Nah, to a motherfucker bust my head wide open and make me quit.
Hey,
he
talking
no
about
quitting.
He talking about Cadillac.
It ain't no sense in quitting,
motherfucker
Eddie.
Worse than Cadillac,
motherfucker,
man.
I
he
quit,
just
folks.
Talking like a motherfucker. He ain't
fuck,
doing nothing.
Quit,
ain't gonna do
I'm answering
shit.
Your question.
I don't think nobody worse than Cadillac. I ain't never seen Cadillac do nothing.
But see, that's the whole thing. He don't do shit. I race every motherfucking year wherever I go. I don't even know the motherfuckers. I just race them.
Damn, Ryan.
Ain't
I
no
like
fucking
that,
argument.
Ryan.
Just go.
No, man, Cadillac ain't gonna do nothing.
No?
No, I ain't gonna do nothing, man.
Damn.
Hey, Ryan.
I was talking to Cadillac.
Hey, Ryan.
I was talking
to Ryan.
Talking about-
hey, Ryan. Hey, Ryan. Check this out. How you doing this evening? It's black history this month. This is 23, right? It's history time. That is all. You on notice.
Y'all damn right. Sound good to me. Hey, Ryan, you got other problems, too, to deal with, ain't you?
Like who?
Meek and Leon. That man sound like he thirsty.
He ain't. He said he ain't gonna run nobody but me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the only thing we have to do is just hope for the best. That's always stay strong. We got to take our vitamin D.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Vitamin C. We got to drink our milk, eat our Wheaties and our oatmeal, and just stay strong. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, if he get up there, I may look at him. He may be too strong. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm looking at it like this here, Ryan. A certain motherfuckers, they can fuck me up. They show me that they'll fuck me up. And we ain't gonna never stop racing. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. But you know what? You know, I'm in that all steel, all glass G body class. You know, I may step out of it.
Yeah,
every now
yeah.
And then. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there ain't gonna be
Yeah, we got some of them around. Matter of fact,
yeah.
My car's still all glass. That's a heavy
Is
motherfucker.
It?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting to have Vic got one too.
Yeah, Vic got one. The one I'm gonna fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna fuck Vic up too, ain't you?
I mean, I'll try. You know, see, ain't nothing guaranteed in drag racing. All thing I can do is
yeah, you're right.
You know, is go up there and try my best.
That's all. You can't get
Just
it right. Try
best.
To get it right the next time. Yeah, yeah. That's all we can do.
Yeah, I get up there, have my theme song going. I'll let that trance break go.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Out here, you're going to have somebody see the trance break song, letting the trance break song go, and they ain't letting the trance break go. What's wrong with you, Ryan? You better wake up. You better fucking wake
hey, man,
up, Ryan.
Hey, well, I got to have my theme song. You know how Mike Tyson came out? Hey, look, you know how Mike Tyson came out to Tupac? I'm coming out to Big E.
Hey, Ryan. Yeah. Hey, Ryan, sound like we got a hater, man. It sound like a hater.
No, I ain't no hater. No,
yeah,
it
sound like a hater,
no
man.
Hate.
Hey, Vic,
hey,
make
Vic.
Your own
hey,
song,
Vic.
Man.
Yo, what up?
Hey, Vic, I'm surprised at you, man. I'm surprised
I ain't
at
no
you,
hater.
Man.
I'm just calling it how
I'm
I see
no, it. Man, you know, I'm surprised at you, man. I would never, at all people, man, I would never think it would be you.
No, I just got certain people I fuck with like that. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, somebody just tried to open up a mic and now he cut out. Let me take that back on.
Goddamn, Big Eddie ain't let go no trans break in shit. 10 years or better.
Probably better, Vic. Oh, yeah. I ain't going to lie because I've been in trouble way longer than that. So it's been better. And I might not never be the one to let that motherfucker go again, but it'd be my car.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Well, if it's your car, it's you. Get up,
That's
girl.
Right.
Yeah, everybody
Get up,
ain't
girl.
Look. Everybody ain't shit. You know they be having those big programs. They don't need the drivers. See, they have a higher driver.
No, that's right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
But believe me, you Vic. If I was still able to get in that motherfucker, if I become able to get in that motherfucker, I will get in that motherfucker, Vic.
Don't do it. Stay on the outside.
I mean, I know
got,
if I get in there and I know how to fill it out, Vic. I know if I have to fill it out, Vic. If
I
feel I can't do it, I won't do it. But if I feel I can do it, I'm gone.
I understand. Everybody got a job. Do your job.
Yes, sir.
Everybody got a place.
Damn, I thought I saw Leon jump up here. I thought I saw a D number pop up here, and I tried to open that up, and they pulled them mine right back
hung
down.
Up somehow. Mine had hung up. I don't know what happened. That's
I seen
why
it
I
hang up.
Back.
Chuck did that to you, man. He hung your ass up.
Chuck hung me up? Damn, Chuck. I know Chuck didn't do me like that. Thought Chuck was my homie.
I don't know what all Chuck would do, man. He just be chuckling, hey, chuckling, hey, chuckling
y'all,
along.
Y'all, anybody will lie on you to make themselves look good.
Hey, Vic.
We got a hand up right here. Hold on.
What the hell going on?
What up?
What up? What
somebody
up?
Call my dad. What's up?
What's the word? What's the word?
Your damn ears must have been ringing, man.
That means you must be thinking about me. You think about me, man?
Hey, look, after you told me I'm going to be the first person that you run, I can't help but to think about you.
Oh, okay. Well, Ryan, you said you want to be the baddest around there, so I hear you grabbing on all the bad people. Now, I did hear something, that's why my hand went up and went down. You say you want to whoop everybody, because I know what you're shooting at the goal. You want to be the man up north. You want to whoop everybody there. And you don't stop until you keep trying. But you can't come up in there talking about you got all steel, all glass, because we all got race cars. I'm going to put it like that. Be right. Don't jump in that racing shit. How about all steel, all glass?
Hold on. But see, I just have to build what I can build. I have to build something that I think that's going to be competitive. It's all steel, all glass. They racing every day. All steel, all glass, G-body.
Oh, okay. Well, you know when you say
it's a lot of glass.
Yeah.
Big Eddie said he got all steel, all glass. Vic got one. You know, it's a lot on here. It's some on the west side.
Yeah, Leon can tell you that.
Yeah.
My car got stock fender wheels and everything still in it.
I just don't want you to get too comfortable saying that all shit, all glass, and I'm at your ass. You know, I got to have you. I won't raise nobody but you first.
You want me to put myself on a silver platter?
Yeah. Yeah. I would put myself up there, but I'm a glue.
Yeah,
I'm a glue.
Look, he want me to jump up on the table and stretch out on that silver platter, head first.
But didn't you say a month ago, you want to go and go to the baddest. They're waiting on the picking and choosing and waiting till they come. I'm going to get the baddest firing up. Next one they said, you turn around, call out they. I don't know you and Vons probably ain't going to race each other. Too much going on over there. But you said the bad, you want to get up there and go and be the bad, you don't want to play. So I'm going to glue your ass to that platter when you get up there.
No. See, it's not that I want the baddest, but it's other cars that come along with me. You get what I'm saying? See, I can't do it. I can't do it solely on my own. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I eat, bro. I eat.
You know, I got people that, you know, I know they'll bag me. I got the truck, got the cow, city cow, you know.
Yeah.
Both of them trained and ready to go.
Yeah. Well, all that's going to happen in the line of fire.
Hey, look. Look, you
but
remember,
we ain't gonna talk
hey,
about the
early,
truck and the cow.
Hey, you remember early 2000, Jay-Z and R. Kelly came out with that damn Best of Both Worlds?
Yeah.
You got Cow City Cow and you got Chuck. They the best of both worlds. One to get on goddamn small tires and one to get on some slits.
Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to tell nobody how to run their car. But all these cars that you lame, since they got tuners and all that good stuff, they all get together at 40. Well, I swear I don't see why it won't be a goddamn killer.
Hey,
don't go out.
All right, somebody got a radio playing.
Come on, man, really?
Come on, man.
God damn, we trying to make
these
a show,
grown
man.
Folks. These grown folks, man.
Hey, Ryan, I get these bugs worked out. Well, we gonna get our bugs worked out, Ryan. But I really like it. I like to grab hold of you before you go to buy the tollway.
See, that's hard to do because I got so much in front of me. I got so much in front of me. I really do. If I didn't have that whole, if I ain't had that whole pot locked in, Leon, then I probably would. But I got to do my job. I got to be careful. I don't want to go and forfeit the pot because somewhere wrong.
I know that's
so
right.
I have to be. You know what I'm saying? I got the tip. Hey, Big
E. Yeah.
He want me to go down there and then murder somebody, but I guess he want me to get caught. I guess the tiptoe.
Well, see, Ryan,
you got the whole pot locked in.
Hey, Ryan, but that pocket changed to you. But that's the way you was, coming in at the game. You didn't get no fuck about nobody. But see, I see you starting to settle in now. You starting to understand shit ain't gonna be easy than you say it would. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I always got to make a change, but I have to.
See, I got a long road ahead of me, and
Who you got locked in at Bobby Colway?
I got Freddie with Kush Mayer.
And who else?
And then I have the Anthrax.
Anthrax at Bobby Colwright, right?
Yeah, I got him on Saturday at 8:00.
What? Hey, and you got Freddie at on Friday, right?
Yeah, I got Freddie Friday, an hour after the track go hot.
Okay, well, what happened to my fuck around and sneak up in there? Would you fuck around and play with me? I might just fuck around and come up in there. I wanted to know that I might just come on in there, motherfucker. I don't know,
you might just ease on in.
Yeah,
well,
okay,
I mean,
I'll turn out.
Yeah, I mean, but that's just, but you know, see this is what I like. See, we can talk and race, and it don't mean nothing. No, it don't hurt nobody's feelings. It don't get under nobody's skin. You know, I don't want nobody to be mad at me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, everybody, I think at one point in time, everybody done been mad at me. At one point in time, I just think people don't understand me. You understand? You know, Big Eddie got mad at me a couple times.
Well, Ryan, you one of them cats.
It wasn't about no racing.
Hey, Ryan, can't nobody talk like you. Ain't nobody got no voice like you. Ain't nobody got no brain. Your brain is a little different.
Hey, hold on, Leaky. Big Eddie say it wasn't about no racing, but he lit into me. One day he say, "The fuck you didn't do? You ain't done nothing." And I have to sit back and ask you.
That ain't being mad at you, Ryan. That's being stern, man. That ain't being mad. That's being stern.
Hey, he said, "You ain't done shit. You ain't done nothing. What have you done?" And I had to actually sit back and think about it. I had to say, "So, I have not done anything." He's right.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, none of us did that under you. We all in the same boat.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say, Ryan, don't feel bad about that because it's 80% of these motherfuckers on this phone get on here and talk to me like they just sit and they done a goddamn thing. So you ain't
right
no
damn
different.
Right.
You ain't no different.
Hey, Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn, do every year, do we start over from zero or we start over from last year?
We start over from zero.
Okay, well, hey, I'm ahead of the game.
By law,
That's right.
when the first race started by law, last year shouldn't count, goddamn, but motherfuckers still used last year. If you tell them I beat your ass, if you just whoop motherfucker ass and they whoop you last year, they gonna bring it up. But by law, last year don't motherfuckers count. All them, everybody on goddamn April 1st or usually Bobby Cole race, goddamn, everybody start over from goddamn zero. And ain't nobody, motherfucker, everybody, you know.
January the 1st, Bob, everybody
right.
Started over. Everybody in the same team.
Everybody
got opportunity.
Hey, but that's only for us up here because they don't stop. They don't ever stop.
Well, Ryan, we can't worry about down south. Cause right now, we up here, and we can't do shit unless we load up and go. So we can, and they can't really do much because they getting that cold weather down there, too. So they ain't that sharp. But you know what, though? I like what you're saying, but I'm going to say this. All these morning shows, ain't no need y'all getting y'all feelings. Let's quit trying to make it seem like everybody got problems with this racing shit. And let's just keep it grudge racing. I've been knowing Ryan long enough. He's been the same damn person since I met him. He talks shit. I had to learn how to understand the way he was going with it. And I do shit to people to get up on their skin if I can pull their ass out. That's just part of racing. Whatever happened, me, Ryan, Vaughn, my man, if we feel good, goddammit, I'm going to try them. Cow City Cow, I've been knowing him a long time. But it's the people, it's the outsiders try to stir shit up because they can't whoop me. I've been racing them guys back then, and I'm going to continue on racing. You know what I'm saying? Shit go right. I'm going to run Cow City Cow, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no secret, but these outsiders need to go build them a car, go set their asses down somewhere because they ain't got shit to do. Quit trying to make everybody be an enemy on each other.
Yeah.
We can race the lab and talk shit like we used to do. Instead, every time you look around, we got to talk shit and then somebody getting their feelings and then it getting up. I'm always talking about putting hands on each other and shit like that. I wish y'all stopped
that.
Yeah,
that's some dumb shit there.
Well, that's dumb shit there.
That's
a furniture moving.
Well, see, that's the thing. I will be the same way every damn day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna tolerate. Even if somebody playing, I ain't gonna tolerate somebody saying they gonna do nothing to me because I believe if somebody got the courage to say that to me, they have the courage to actually do it. So I just always prepare for someone to do it. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
it don't mean that I'm going to win or lose, but I'm just prepared for someone to do it.
But see, I fought some of us too because some of us shouldn't have to go there. I'm going to use Chuck as an example. As long as I've been knowing Chuck and Donnie now, we always raced each other. I ain't never disrespected him. I ain't never called him out his name. If we gonna
race.
But then we got the backliners. They get on this phone and try to kick shit off and put shit in people's mouths. And the next thing you know, everybody's falling out with each other. Hell, I've been knowing Vaughn. Vaughn, we ran Vaughn and beat him, and we still laughing. Actually, we got even cooler. Now, if I race them, I ain't gonna race them with no $5,000 and $10,000. I ain't gonna go that way. If they race that kind of money, I wouldn't even talk to them. But all this old outside shit fucks the game up. So I want to see us race. I don't need y'all that old other bullshit. We can talk a little shit to each other and laugh and grin and race and still get along. All that old past shit mother's doing is talking for motherfuckers and they ain't got shit to do with it and they can't whoop nobody. Let the cars and the people do the talking. And y'all sit back and bet who you want to bet with. We're trying to make up like we enemies with each other. I ain't got nothing with problem with nobody. All I want to do is pull your ass while you pull man out and win some money. That's it.
But, you know, but see, this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
This phone give people fake courage. Because
man.
I'm just going to tell you, don't stop proof. People say anything over this phone, but when I see people in person, it's either two things go happen. They go stay far away from me, or they go humble themselves and say, "Hey, how you doing?" But I never had nobody aggress me in person because I think me and whoever, we know what the outcome go be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The outcome can be. I can get my ass whooped. I get my ass whooped before, but I have whooped a lot of ass.
But Ryan, from my experience, listening at that shit, what went on with y'all, and I really didn't want to bring that up, but the problem with y'all, it's the fucking outsiders was on the line. Instead, they try to help and stop the shit. They just keep it going because we all are hardheads. If you say something and he laugh or he comment on it, it's just going to keep on going. And you going to throw a jab and he going to throw a jab. Y'all two got race cars. The goddamn people are standing in the fucking way. They ain't got shit. Y'all two got race cars. I can understand y'all, but keep it hyped up and get it going.
I don't think it had nothing to do with no race cars because you know people are lying and nobody see if you're a man you're gonna be accountable for your actions, right? But if you're not a man you're gonna lie and you're gonna be deceitful and you go try to cover up the bullshit. He may say that he said and he don't fool with me like that, but you got to remember, not this week, but the week before last, he came on Shannon's show and tried to figure out why they called me the sheriff. I didn't ask why they called him Big Tim House. You get what I'm saying? That is him. I'm just going along with the flow. I ain't never going to change. I'm going to be me no matter what.
Hey, is there somebody talking together? Hold on, Ryan. If that's somebody talking that got the background noise, if that is, it's okay. But if that's somebody that's not even in the conversation that got all the background noise, could you please mute your mic until you're ready to talk? Yeah. All right, Ryan, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but he tried to alienate me out of everybody, you know. I always say the same thing I'm going to say. But he tried to alienate me, and then he said something he had no business saying. He said he was going to slap me. So I said, you know.
Oh, man.
You actually got to do it. So, you know, I mean, we all know, like, we know our personal.
Ain't no one slapped on
wrong
men.
No, I mean, you know, like, man, look, people can say, see, everybody entitled to say and do whatever, right? But we all have to be accountable for our actions.
Yeah, you got to be held
accountable. No matter the outcome. Just like Leon say, me and him go run and fuck had turn out. You get what I'm saying? But if a person is not the message they bring, then we go have outcomes like this. Do I play a part in what went on? Maybe, maybe not. But I never talk about nobody mama or nothing until I still won't talk about nobody mama. You know why I don't talk about people mamas? Because we all at the age where some people mamas ain't here. So why would I talk about them? See, I don't know nobody personal shit. So I never talk about it. It don't bother me, but I'll say some things. And I ain't got to curse you out or call you at your name, but I'll say some things I know I hurt your feelings. You get what I'm saying?
Man.
You ain't
going to never hear me say suck my dick and all that shit either because I don't want a man touching me. What the fuck am I?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, but you know, but I don't do that either. I don't invite no fucking man to no private parts, and I don't want to be invited with none. So if a person invite me to their private parts, just know we got to get a clear understanding when I see you in person. And I don't have to be mad. You don't have to be mad. You don't have to say what you gonna do. But we got to get a clear understanding. Just be looking out for it, because we definitely gonna have to get one.
I mean.
You get what I'm saying?
I mean, it just look like me and Chuck get heated. We talk about each other like a dog, but you never hear us go out the way. You know, he might call me a fat motherfucker. Hey, I can't get mad because I'm a fat motherfucker. I might call him a big beer-drinking motherfucker. He drank beer. So we can't get mad at each other for that.
Hey.
We telling the truth.
Hey, not that he just drink beer. He drink a whole lot of it.
I just appreciate him coming out. He gonna whoop you, Eddie.
Well, you know, it's just when he got a whole keg up his ass. When he got a whole keg up his ass. That's right. Can't get mad about that. He just got a whole keg up his ass.
Eddie can't get mad when somebody say he's slow. Because he's slow.
Okay.
Because I'm slow until I prove I'm not, bitch.
I remember years ago I was talking to Vic, and Vic said something, and I say what you say? He say, then he repeated. I said, I thought you said something else. And he was like, man, I don't talk to people like that. He said, I don't play like that. You get what I'm saying? But sometimes we get an understanding. Vic like, man, I don't drink it, and I don't talk to people like that. So you have a clear understanding when you approach somebody. You have an understanding with that they don't do that. But sometimes, you know, like people just hypocrites, man. You know, and that's, see, I
hold myself accountable. Oh, man, that's a hypocrite.
Yeah, I hold myself accountable for everything that I do. You get what I'm saying?
The whole thing is all about respect. Now, I respect anybody I talk to. You got to have respect until you give me a reason not to respect you. And if you give
Good
me
point.
A reason
right.
not to respect me, respect you, I ain't going to talk to you at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just
yeah,
think.
Yeah, Vic can tell a person in a minute. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that B word and stuff like that, I don't get that. All right, you don't know. Me talking to you, that's one thing, but I ain't finna call you no B. I ain't finna talk about your wife, your kids, your mama.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man,
that's right.
That's ridiculous. We talking about race.
Ain't got nothing to do with race.
Nothing at all.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes, sometimes we have, people, they have things going on with them. You know, like everybody, everybody got a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you
for
know
sure.
what I'm saying?
Yes, right.
Everybody
for
got
sure.
a bad
right.
day. But I can tell you this. On Ryan's bad day or a good day, I'm going to remain the same. I'm not go because it don't, nothing bothers me. You get what I'm saying? I don't mind nothing because at the end of the day, I ain't got to deal with nobody. I could just run this damn car. If somebody want to race, they can race. That's all I want to do. And I think people get they confused on my objective. My objective is to race and run a conglomerate amount of people, an enormous amount of people in 1 year. Because that's what I want to do.
Ain't
you know
nothing
what I'm
wrong
saying?
With that.
If I can get 20 races this year, that's what I want to get. And we know that it ain't gonna happen, but I want to get all the races I can get in 1 year.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, it's just like this. If I disrespect you and you say, hey, you know, I'm a man, I'm going to tell you, I apologize for that. Whatever. Ain't nothing wrong with apologizing to somebody.
But no, it ain't nothing wrong.
But it's just
no,
a matter of
no
if
wrong.
You don't engage. If you don't engage in that type of stuff, you ain't got to worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you
yeah,
know,
that's right.
This is the thing. This is the thing. You can't challenge somebody in the physical aspect and thinking nothing go happen behind it. Like a person, you understand what I'm saying? Like anybody. you know, that is the way, that is the way the world works. I don't care who you are, what you are, where you come from, and what you think you is. If you challenge somebody, you know, you have a good chance of getting your fucking head split wide open. That's, that
you
could
goddamn
be
right. You don't know how it's going to turn
that's,
out.
That's one
right.
of the possibilities. You get
no
what I'm saying?
That's right.
And it's another possibility
yeah.
that nothing can happen. But it's
yeah.
a possibility
yeah.
that you can that you can slip and fall, and you know, that is what it is. You know, and nobody doesn't
uh-huh.
ever know what happens. But at the end of the day, if a person is not set up like that, they should never enter that realm of life. They should just stick to
yeah,
what
correct.
They what they normally do.
Good point.
I don't build look, I don't build motors, so I'm not gonna go out and broadcast that I'm an engine builder. Because I know I'm not an engine builder, right?
Mm-hmm,
I'm not going to
mm-hmm.
tell. I'm not going to get on the phone with an engine builder and tell them what they're doing wrong or right, because that's not my profession. So, you know, I stay in my lane.
Mm-hmm.
But if you open up the door, if you open up that door, I'll close it for you. I'll close it
mm-hmm.
and lock it. You get what I'm saying? That is the nature of it. But yeah, we should stick strictly to drag racing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because the only thing, you know what's going to happen? All this BS is only going to enable people to be their excuse to race. Man, I don't want to go race because of this and that. That's just an excuse. They want to go race no ways. But that is one excuse
mm-hmm.
that they have. Man, I don't want to go over there and race. Hey, man, people so scared to lose, it ain't even about the money no more. People so scared of the ridicule and
mm-hmm.
putting the damn loss up on the Facebook, they scared of the, what they call it, who was the Lamont Stanford? Who was
mm-hmm.
the Bear of the Week? Who was the Cub of the Week? You know what I'm saying? People
mm-hmm.
scared. People scared of that. People don't want to be, you know,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, they
ain't nobody
want to
be.
They
yeah, but
car.
See, but see, this is the thing. People may get a race car, but this. Hey, yeah, how long you didn't know me and know me have a damn race car?
Two. Been a long time, Ryan. Out back then.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have I ever changed?
No, been the same. Been the same.
Yes, sir.
Talk the same, do the same stuff. When you were building your car, you was jumping on everybody.
Exactly.
When you were building your car, you was jumping on everybody way back then.
Right,
yeah.
I never even knew who he was, and then I get we get told, hey, he said he gonna fuck y'all up as soon as his car ready. I say, oh yeah, I don't even know who he is. Who is he?
Yeah.
I bet you at 41 that day.
Mm-hmm.
You say yeah. I said yeah. I said oh okay. Well, that's
well, I always had cars, you know, but sometimes. Sometimes your experience, it don't lead to, you know, like, if you don't have no experience, you get misled. If you have some experience, you get better. So every time you build a car, you know, you get wiser. You put yourself around good people, and hopefully they'll lead you in the right direction, and then you go on to victory, right? But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I don't change. Hey. They used to watch me work on my damn car and like, man, what's this? What's that? And I'd tell them, this is what's going to whoop your ass. You get what I'm saying? It wasn't no hidden agenda. We used to be in the shop drinking beer every fucking day, talking shit. And, you know, like people, they just started doing fuel injection. I was doing fuel injection a long time ago. I don't know shit about a carburetor. I know all fuel injection.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Every car didn't had except for my first car, was fuel injection.
So this car gonna
but
be fuel injection?
Huh?
Okay.
This car gonna be fuel injection? This car gonna be fuel injection?
Yet. Oh, I don't know yet. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I don't know as of yet. But I'm gonna tell you this.
Get it figured out, goddamn.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna tell you this. If it's carbureted, I may have to ask one of y'all motherfuckers to help me out. Cause I don't know shit about no damn carburetor. A carburetor to me is like a fucking foreign object. You get what I'm saying? I'd be amazed when somebody tuning on their car and I'm seeing fucking gas spray down in the fucking carburetor. I'm amazed to see that. I ain't never seen no gas spray down no fucking motor. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The only time I ever seen fuel was on a fuel chart. The duty cycle of an injector. To change the impedance of an injector. I don't know nothing about the fuse spraying down in no damn carburetor. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't even know carburetors even, listen to this shit, I didn't even know carburetors even work that way. I just happened to, matter of fact, I seen White Bug tuning on somebody's car, and I was amazed, they had the starter button on a firewall. And somehow he was able to press that button, and he could start the damn car without somebody being inside the damn car. I was amazed at that. I'm like, man, this is some high tech shit. And I seen he'll pull the damn throttle cable, and it'll be fuel spraying down in the carburetor. I'm like, man, this is some weird high tech shit. You get what I'm saying? Like you actually convinced me, see? The damn fuel going down up in there. But then in my mind, I also said, that's some dangerous shit. You get what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I never had no desire to get no carbureted fucking car because I'm like, man, that's some dangerous shit. What if something go down in there? What if something clog up one of the orifices in that damn carburetor? At least the injector, I can look on a computer to see if that motherfucker, if I can check it. You know, you can get a tool to check the pulse of an injector to see if we got a pulse.
Well, all I gotta say is, you fuck around them carburetors, just don't put your face over the motherfucking hole. you might get a quick shake.
Man. Yeah. Man, look, we used to go, me and Yak now, me, Yak, K-Dog, Brett, Lil Johnny, Ronnie
mm-hmm.
from the 100, Vaughn,
yeah.
Man, we used to talk shit. We used to talk shit every single day. Every single day. And it wasn't no, look, it wasn't no big deal.
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all even smoke weed. Some reefer. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Call me y'all motherfucking nerd. Y'all wouldn't be so hostile if y'all smoke reefer.
That,
I don't know
what
shit
is
in this weed these days.
This sound like this damn Freddy.
Hey, this is some of that weed these days, goddammit, killing folks.
That's because they going over there
hey.
For the teapot. I don't smoke that cheap
shit. Hey, Big Eddie, you just
right.
said that.
Hey man, they putting it, man, they dipping that shit in everything, man.
Yeah, man, that's why you gotta know what you're smoking.
Back in the old days, we used to have that gold and shit like that, and you didn't have to worry about none of that shit. Real weak. Nah, they mixing that shit with everything. Fuck that shit.
Hey, he's a reefer connoisseur.
Yeah,
that goddamn Freddy. Hell yeah.
I've been smoking this shit long as you've been on your job.
Oh shit!
You got 30 years, and I got 35.
Hey,
we was down in Florida. They got damn Freddy lit up, and the police was like, "They got damn police, hey man, can you disrespect me, man, and go on over there with that." Frank said, "No problem, no problem, boss, no problem."
I remember that shit, man.
Motherfuckers, I'm gonna get right out the way for. I'm gonna get right, no problem. Man, I'm gone.
You say
hey,
what,
man.
Ryan?
I was right there too, but I'm curious to understand if you can buy it for recreational, how the fuck he know that he didn't buy it? You get what I'm saying? Like what? Like sometimes. See, that's a prime example of a motherfucker not minding their goddamn business.
No,
yeah.
He said, he the police. He said, hey.
He
could have been an asshole, but he wasn't.
No, but he didn't have to. He didn't have to go nowhere. You know, like right is right and wrong is wrong. And I'm going to say it like this. If we was here, I would have told him to go mind his fucking business. You get what I'm saying? But when you too far away from home,
you probably got cuffed up.
I don't know the laws.
Evidently, you can't smoke weed in the open in Florida.
No, but you actually can.
You know
what I'm saying? You can't.
I don't know what they laws in Florida.
It wasn't even worth trying it. You know what I'm saying?
The man said,
give me some respect and move on.
Look,
and Freddie said, no problem.
Got on.
That's right.
That's it.
But I'm going to tell you
this. Let me end that right there. No extra shit.
Correct.
Yeah, it may not have been no problem. Like, for us to see then and there, but those police officers, they have a chip on their damn shoulder.
I'm just talking about this situation. He was cool. He was straight up cool. Yeah.
I ain't finna get off with nowhere in Florida and go to jail for the man that told me to move on. I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
Hey, Freddie, you de-escalated the situation and moved on. You did the right thing on that thing.
It never did escalate. But what I'm getting at is...
But it would have escalated if he wouldn't have did what the man said.
Right. He could have did what you're talking about. That's how all this shit gets started. People like you. You got to tell them.
Who the hell
about
this open up?
Fucking business.
Somebody gotta go to jail for a bag of weed. Some of these places will lock you up, man. So I ain't finna argue with no police. I'm gonna get 4671.
You got a lot of background. You had to mute your mic. I'll open you back up.
I'm gone.
4671. I'm finna open you back up.
You know, I'm just looking at sometimes those motherfuckers be out of line. And
I still got the background.
You know what it is, Ryan?
What?
See, you don't come from where I come from, but you know what I'm saying?
you on that other side of the, and I'm on this side of the fence. You feel what I'm saying? It's a totally different.
Mm-hmm.
We got totally different views. We got totally different views of the police. So you
maybe,
can stand
maybe,
there
maybe.
And call your lawyer and all that there and talk that shit with them, move off the band. I ain't got time for that shit. That's with me.
No, you may have me confused. It may have me twisted. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can clearly tell you that you have a misperception of me, because I'm not gonna call no goddamn lawyer or nothing. I dare motherfucker to see where I come from. It wasn't that police officers were just whooping on random people. We didn't have our run-ins with them, but they had a voice of reason too, because you wouldn't go whoop on one of us and you wouldn't go get your fucking ass whooped. In the meanwhile, I that's where
mm-hmm.
I come from. You touch me, I'm definitely gonna hit you in your shit. I don't give a fuck where you come from. I have an aggravated battery on a police officer. That's
oh,
for that
man.
Reason for touching me. You get what I'm saying? I have a problem with people touching me. If I got pulled over yesterday, on my shit it say whatever on my license plate, a certain shit. And when he pulled me over, he said, "Man, your license plate is fried." I say, "Man, I ain't know. Because I don't, it's a company truck. I don't drive this truck. My guys drive this truck." And he said, "Okay." He said, "You got any guns in the car?" I'm like, "Man, this is a company truck." He said, "Give me your driver's license." I gave him my ID. We sat there in the middle of Hosted on 175th. And he came back.
Man.
He said, I'm gonna give you a parking ticket. And he said, "It's only $50. I said, "All right, cool." And I went on about my business. But if he would have told me to get out the car and tried to touch me, we would have had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of those people. I'm not one of those Martin Luther King motherfuckers. You just ain't going to tell me. I don't want to live if you go dictate what I can do and what I can't do. That's what my determining factor stopped me from getting locked up so much. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't want nobody to control me. You know what I'm saying? That's why I got a company, so I can do what the fuck I want to do. At the end of the day, we give.
Man, you got license. I ain't got no license. So I got that
know,
five by these motherfucking rules, man.
You
know what I'm saying?
You know what?
See, it's a difference, man. And I keep telling you.
For 16 years,
ahead,
I ain't had no damn driver license. You get what I'm saying?
That's about how long
years,
it been
I ain't
for
had
me.
One. I was going back and forth. I was going back and forth to court, and when I go to court, I get it thrown out for 16 years. And then one day, they had the city of Chicago had a program that they hire felons, and I get
mm-hmm.
hired as a
yeah
I get hired as a plumber. You get what I'm saying? And then
mm-hmm.
I went through the whole process, the hiring process, and then. The fingerprint bullshit. And then they brought up a case that I had, and they said, "Man, even though we had that second chance, they can have me on part-time." And at the time, I was working for a big company called Benchmark, putting in water mains. And so I was already doing the same damn job. We'll be working on one block, and they'll be working on the next block, putting in water mains. So I'm like, I'm not
mm-hmm.
about to come on part-time, and you can fire me just because you wake up and you're mad at me one day. So I said, "No, I don't want to go through that." You get what I'm saying? So, you know, but I ain't one of them. So, yeah, we come from two parts of the city. Freddie, you from out west. I'm from over east. I just don't take. I don't take bullshit
mm-hmm.
from nobody. You get what I'm saying? None. I'm non-talented. You may be passing, and I'm definitely ain't.
You mean from Waterman to Dixmoor?
Yeah.
Think you can help
him? I went out there and talked to that damn man. They don't have no damn money.
Oh man.
Yeah, I went out there and actually I fixed a water main for him on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, as far as like in the South suburbs, you have a lot of African American mayors. And I'm going to tell you where African Americans, they don't know how to gain strength and gain control over certain things. They'll give a lot of the work in the South suburbs to white contractors. And the white contractors don't live in these suburbs. So they'll make the money, and then they'll go to wherever their suburbs are, Frankfort, Wilmette, Burbank, you know, different places. And when I talk to and I demonstrate with some of these mayors, I tell them certain ways to set up programs. And I told and they don't be interested in it because they be interested in building their bank account. But I told them politics is like chess. You get what I'm saying? I told them if you build 3 or 4 millionaires in 4 years, then you go stay in office because you got somebody to back you, and they don't understand that. But they'll give a white company. There's one white company in the South Suburbs that I compete with on every day is Calumet City Plumbing. They do all the water mains and they were doing them at Dixmoor, they were doing them at Harvey, Riverdale, Posen. Shit, all the damn
markets. I know Phoenix ain't got no money. So this shit out of luck.
Well, they got, you know, all of them, you go. So what happens is they'll pay you when they got money because people pay taxes.
Yeah.
So,
and the police
some of that money,
folks, they should have some money.
Yeah, but some of that money go towards the, you know, like go towards the township. But it's just, you know, we don't know how to build strength. Just the same way is like, I understand what Big Eddy be saying about a home track, but we'll never be able to. Some people don't mind running that 41 or running that the Grove or running that Byron or wherever the tracks are, right? But then some people want to go down south and some people want to stay here. But we never going to have no control over nothing until we buy our own goddamn track. And it's enough of us.
True
it's
that.
Enough of us to buy a damn track. You want to
say
that?
That's
real talk.
Yeah.
And we do.
Yeah.
Think about this. We all get top money into these cars, and it don't have nothing to do with, like, if a person lie and say they only got $50,000 tied up into their car, they're a fucking liar, because if you work on cars and you're capable of doing it, you got to still calculate if you took your car to the shop. So average shop go at least charge you between $75 to $125 an hour to do chassis work. You know, the engine bill, wherever it is, you know, they got a rate. So you got to, some people put assemble their own motors, and some people do chassis. Cal City Cal, he builds, and he's a hell of a welder. But if you think about the amount of hours Cal City Cal got tied into his car, and what he make at, he's a pipe fitter. I'm a plumber. We make the same goddamn money. So it come out to be damn near, with all the benefits and the pension, it comes out to be roughly about $113 an hour. So if you do $113 an hour with all the time that he got tied up into, you know, the chassis on the car, the paint and all that, he has a lot of money tied into the car. You get what I'm saying? Even though he can do all his own work, and he do superb work and it's perfect. And I always tell people, I don't care what type of chassis shop you go to, you're not going to find somebody that can weld better than him. You get what I'm saying? Because that's what he do for a living. And we ain't talking about no trial and error shit. He's an expert at welding. So, and you know, it take another certified welder to tell you that. I had to go down to they hall to get certified as a welder. And I'm going to tell you, pipe fitters don't like plumbers that can weld. So if we get at least 20 people and put a budget together, we can get a damn racetrack. We could get one that was already zoned as a racetrack, and everybody pitch in, and we'll be able to control it. That'll be our home track. Because right now, we don't got no home track here because none of us control it. So we always like, you think about this. Drag started out at Byron, and I used to look forward to going out there because it was a place for me to get up out the hood, to get off the east side. If I know I won't be going Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, those are just three less days I got to worry about getting into some shit. You get what I'm saying? So it was like a vacation. It was like a vacation for me. And then it moved, and he didn't have it there. And I didn't went to a couple of events that he had at 41, and it seemed like it always was a confusion with the people that was running 41. It was always some bullshit. You know this. So one other time I remember when they were saying they took that he had some discrepancies over the time frame when he was trying to book his race. And then he still had it at 41, but now he right back at Byron. If we had our own track, there wouldn't be no discrepancies. See, we give too much power to motherfuckers that don't give a fuck about us. You get what I'm saying? They don't give a fuck about us. They take our money, talk shit about us, and we still kiss their motherfucking ass. And we have to do that because we don't have no damn track to run our damn cars out here. So we have to go out of town. So I don't even think, you know, like the track prep out of town is probably about 85% of the reason people go out of town. But the hospitality when you go out of town is the 15%. Because when you go to a southern track, you have less BS. You have more camaraderie. But when you go to a track up north, it be some problems. Just like that motherfucking white whore there, she was spraying water on people. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Hey.
And this is what I'm trying to understand. All the tough motherfuckers that be on the damn phone talking shit, when they got sprayed with the fucking water, why they ain't tell her that they was tough? You get what I'm saying? What they did, they got a fucking towel and wiped their face and came on and told us. But I say I was going up there. I wish some motherfucking would even point a goddamn water hose at me. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, people can say one thing, what they'll do, but when it comes down to, I'm going to say this. I don't mind nobody, they religion, their nationality, sweet. Nothing. I don't mind none of that. But when you mistreat people that patronize your business, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. I want to let y'all know right quick that Eric, his stepmother, and I just want to let y'all know to keep him and his family in y'all prayers. He says she will be buried with her dad at Abraham Lincoln's National Cemetery. I have no further information, but just to let y'all know that he had a crisis in his family. Yes, sir. Let's get to this shootout, y'all. I don't know how it's gonna go. But we trying to present a shootout for June 16th and 17th. That's a Friday and a Saturday. It's gonna be Chessington all day, grudge racing all day. Shootout begin on Saturday, the 17th. The payout, $10,000. Seeing that it's a lease,
8 calls in the shootout. Don't have to end there. The payout going to be $10,000. Anything on 29th or smaller. So if you figure you got a smaller tie, in which to me it don't seem to matter, and y'all can get in there and whoop ass, come on with it. If you, you know, it ain't too many other rules other than that, but there's a $500 buy-in. Stock suspension style car, nitro only. Heads up, Pro Tree, 8th Mile. So we don't know who all going to come on with it, but we're trying to do this thing right. Come on, let's support it. Let's get some started up here. It could be a whole new thing, you know,
stock,
going up here, you know.
You,
huh?
You say stock suspension and style car. What does that mean? Is it so that means it would be a non-four-link car,
that
right?
Mean the car. Well, yeah, it got to be in stock location, like something like maybe your car. You know, there's a lot of
stock suspension
cars out
suspension,
there.
There can't be no damn, if it's stock suspension, it can't be no four-link, no ladder box.
That's
right. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Stock suspension style car. Yeah. So y'all know what that means. Now, I ain't going to be the tech guy out there, but we going to have somebody teching that shit. So y'all can try to get in there if y'all want to with a lot of four lane. I ain't going to be the
but
one
what,
getting on the ground, because if I get on the ground, I can't get
many,
up.
How many? You said how many cars? 8 cars?
You got to at least have 8 cars for that 10,000. Yeah, 8 cars minimum.
I mean,
if it be less than 8 cars, we just going to have to, you know, kind of figure out where it's going to go. I'm going to give a Vaughn on that. Vaughn did a real good shootout. So, you know, Vaughn going to kind of help us with this. I hope we had talked to him. As I want everybody to be kind of satisfied with it, I want to be where, you know, quite a few people can get in it without being just buried in rules. Just like, say like you, Ryan, if you just, I know you don't do shootouts, but just say like if you wanted to get in and you figure your car whoop all them niggas out there with that glass on them and everything, you can get in it. You know, we ain't going to eliminate nobody like that. So it's going to go, we're going to try to do it like that. Also, we having a daily driver shootout, $250 buy-in, $5,000 payout, no cage. We got to have full exhaust, full interior, heads up, Pro Tree, quarter mile out the back door. So that should be a pretty good race there too, you know. And they want me to say no electric cars. I don't know. We're gonna keep on talking about that. So.
Oh man, not the Tesla.
Yeah, they want to take the Teslas out, and I can understand why, but I don't know. We'll see.
This is just
a rough drive.
Because I can't understand that. Because if you saying the only route, if you saying just full interior, full exhaust, that's a wide range of daily drivers who can get in. Because I think that Double D fit the rules, and he ain't worried about no goddamn Tesla. I bet you that.
I know that.
Oh, man,
I know that.
Double D.
But this is their concern. This is their concern with the Tesla. Just let me say so, and y'all think about it. But like I say, ain't none of this final right now. We still got a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
They say the Tesla's going to run anywhere between 920s, give or take. So that's like run against a Tesla, then that's letting them know about what the other person running. So I don't know. We'll talk about that, though, Brian. We'll talk about that on the other side.
You first got to get a Tesla with full exhaust.
Yeah, because he ain't got no exhaust.
Hey, but you know what? What about like if it's a daily driver, should it have like registration and all that bullshit to it?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. Some people might keep their love. Daily drivers in the garage is a showpiece. You know, they might not drive them on the street, but It definitely needs to be a daily driver. You know,
you got to hit to the roots because it's a lot of goddamn LSG bodies that's full stock, full interior, full exhaust that'll fit them damn rules.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, we'll see how it go, man. We're gonna talk, but we gotta race, man. We gotta put some out there.
That's gonna be a fun shootout. That's gonna be a fun shootout because that's gonna bring out a lot of cars. Once you post the rules, I think that's a wide range of mix of new cars and old cars that's gonna fit the rules.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. New and old. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So we're going to try to do that one, too. So, you know, y'all
and
come on out, help support that, and
too many
pass
guys.
The word.
You can't,
huh?
You can't get caught up with too many guys complaining because I don't care what you lay down, you ain't going to make everybody happy no matter what. So,
that's
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
That's right.
Passes.
No, you ain't. You're right about that. With every shootout, everybody feel like they left out or was biased, you know, to a certain extent. But I mean, I may would get in it just to support, just to make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, I really ain't no shootout guy. I would just use, you know, just to be straight. I would use that time to see if I can actually work at that track. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If the track go be clean and it's going to be prep, I mean, people can get up all of these damn tracks if they try it. But some people just ain't willing to try. I mean, I know for sure people can get up all these damn tracks. I know they can. You know, you just got to be willing to try.
Yeah, it ain't. Man, I don't think it's making it the track. I think that pretty much any car can make it up any track, but it's like, who the hell want to turn that goddamn car down 10 notches just to make it up a track? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we got to really put it on them because the truth be told, the surface ain't the problem 9 times out of 10. It be the prep. So that's something that they can see.
Well, sometimes it don't be the prep because there's some people that know how to play with their suspension that'll go down any prep. You know, they know how to set their cars up, but some people just don't want to change their setting. But they pay all the money for them adjustable shocks, but they don't want to play with them. So
you gonna get them cars? You gonna get them cars? We got goddamn. We see that goddamn running threes on no prep, so we know it's possible. But what I'm saying is, when your car is set up for goddamn something else, when your car is set up for goddamn a sticky surface, that's what you're going to be looking for. But that's what you're going to be looking for when they promise you that. Now, if you go to a track and they telling you what it is, then you expect it too much. But if you got to accept what they giving you. But if they telling you this a goddamn radio prep and goddamn it, you got to go down there and this a goddamn, then that's where the complaining coming in. Okay.
Right.
Hey,
well, I'm going to tell
guy,
y'all like this here, man.
Guy?
I mean, go ahead.
What's
go
that
ahead,
guy that he had his, it was him and his girlfriend that used to be at 41, and they used to run a track, and the girl used to turn on the timer, and he used to, what was his name, Jason? That's what his name was?
Mm-hmm.
It was when
girl used to turn on.
When Tim Ringer used to be at the track, and he had a guy that would prep the track.
Jason and Tiffany.
Yeah, so Jason would be able to know how to get that track real sticky, and it would work. You get what I'm saying? But I think it was more so he knew how to do it, and, of course, it wasn't his damn money to, you know, prep the track and put down the amount of glue. So he would just put it down and the track would work. Because I remember it was one Sunday I went out there and two or three people had broke their goddamn rims at that damn track. And then I ain't trying to talk no shit. But I remember when Terrio went out there, and it was an event. And he ran that Mustang.
From Indianapolis.
Big E, do you remember when Terrio left and he broke his rib and a fucking, like it was taking pins and razor blades on the damn track?
Yeah, man.
Hey.
It was pennies when Terrio left. It wasn't a track prep.
Terrio broke his rear end because his pinion angle was off with his dumb ass. That's why he broke his rear end. Pinion angle was off.
But I would hear people, they would go down to Holly Springs, they'll break their rims, and then they were like, man, that fucking track was prepped so much, man, it was pulling rims out of people's cars and shit. But then when you go to 41 and people do it, nobody say that. I think 41, like, all the damn tracks made out of the same thing. They made out of concrete. So what's the difference between 41 and any other track? It's just the amount of glue and them. But not only glue, but the maintenance of the track between rounds. Like, you go out of town,
You can give me two barrels of glue, and you can give Ryan two barrels of glue, and we can lay that shit different, man.
Yeah.
We can lay that shit, man.
But what I understand is prep is
the abbreviation for preparation. The way that they prep is before you make the run. That's what that means. So if you're not doing this, mm-hmm. or if I got more machinery than you and I got more knowledge than you, I'm going to lay that glue down because I'm going to lay it down better. That's just like everybody gave all this praise to the Grove because they laid down that new concrete. But truth mm-hmm. be told, ain't nobody comment on it. 41 was better than the Grove all year last year.
Mm-hmm. That's because they say the guy 41 went out traveling and went and learned. He went out and learned from some of the best track preppers how to do the track, and he came back and he know how to prep that track now where it'd be tight for both cars. And that's a good thing right there, you know.
So you telling me this man purposely packed his bag and he traveled all over the United States and learned how to prep the track from the best people in the United States.
I ain't saying all over
the
United States, but he went with some of the best. Yeah. Now, that's what I heard. I heard that the guy that prepped the track went out and learned how to prep the track and came back and applied it, and that's why the track has been a lot more successful than it's been in the past.
It ain't caught up. His machinery is gonna keep him limited anyway. For one,
yeah, I understand that.
It's gonna keep him limited.
Look here, fella. I know y'all gonna bite my head off of this, but you got a fast motherfucker like Rob to go to any track and go down, and he with a few adjustments of his car.
Rob who?
He don't complain. Robin White, with the black Camaro.
Oh, okay.
It don't matter what track he go to. He going to twist on it a little bit and go down.
I don't want you judging no big time Willy Bar cars, no prep cars, with no stock suspension, small tire, radio cars. That's not you.
I got you.
They post anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to work together.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole purpose. It's a different method when you planting and launching than when you leave and then separate. It's a whole different method.
Yeah. For sure. Well, we're just going to wish for the best and have fun this year, man.
Yeah, I think 41 can do it, but I don't think it'll be no problem. But then again, I really do think that we should try to consider owning our own goddamn truck. So we ain't got to have no conversations on waiting on somebody else. It would be cheaper. I think it probably would be much cheaper if we just form some type of, you know, whatever, and put some money up and buy a goddamn truck. Buy a space, you know, it wouldn't take much to put a timing system in and lay some concrete. How much concrete would you have to lay? Like, if you make it a 8-mile track, you can lay concrete and have asphalt is cheap, and have asphalt for the shutdown.
Yeah, for sure. But we definitely gonna have to build a 1/4-mile track. There ain't gonna be no 8-mile.
Oh yeah, I mean, but you know, what I'm getting at is, even if it's a 1/4-mile track, I think it'll be if we still gonna be in control of grudge racing and do whatever shootout, and we want to do them here. I think overall it would be cheaper to buy a track here or buy some land.
Yeah, and that's all good. But tell me this, Ryan. This is what we got to think about. If that was to happen, everybody starts saying, well, fuck it, we put stuff in the kitty and try to get together and build a track. All right, what area will we try to do that in? Will they accept a black person building a track? What area?
I don't know. Somewhere in the fucking ghetto where they gonna need. Where they gonna need some damn money.
Well, in the city limits, it damn sure ain't gonna happen because there's too much noise.
Yeah,
they got a noise limit.
But I mean,
it's
gonna have to be in a rural area.
You know,
a lot of land is.
Yeah, I mean,
and try to be as far away from houses as we can be.
Say it again.
I said, if you guys remember, one time he was trying to be a woman robber.
Was it? And what happened?
I don't think they couldn't get the funding or something. If something happened, they couldn't get the funding. But they had the mayor and everything was in on trying to get it done.
That was a long time ago. I do remember that, Ma.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think Fargo and them was in there trying to help get that together.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, like, that would be good. That would be good for some of these. It may be, you know, like, Kankakee or... Somewhere that ain't that far, like Kankakee and Piltone, that's right up to Sam Street.
Yep.
Yeah.
They still
got that land and they're still supposed to be building that third airport out in Piltone. So it's plenty of land out that way.
And you know who owned most of that land, Mark? The reason it ain't been developed on? Black people, man. Reverend Jesse Jackson, all them people like that, they own that land, man. It's black people own all that land. And that's one of the reasons why it ain't been developed on. Now, Amazon has decided they was going to do something. I ain't heard nothing else about that.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell
you
another spot.
So long ago, it was dirt cheap.
Uh-huh. Gatlin owns a lot of property out there, too, I heard.
He probably in there, too. I'm telling you, it's a lot of them.
Hey, but look, there's a good spot to throw some stuff, man, and you won't believe it. And if you go out to Gary Airport, they got plenty room, and it's not as open. All of the runways and stuff aren't open like they used to because it's, you know, they get small traffic. And it's already got concrete and blacktop down, just like in California. They rent out an old airplane strip to
throw their it's a big race they throw there every year. It can be done out there.
I mean, that would be worth looking into an airplane strip, because the airplane strip it's level. They had a paver to put in the airplane strip. If you ever been at an airport and did construction at an airport, they do it with a paver. It'd be a laser paver, and it'd be pretty level, and it'd be pretty flat.
Who got all that background noise again? Come on, man.
I don't know. If you ever out there by Gary, right, and you got a minute, ride past that airport and check out all that open space they got over there, away from where their major traffic is, man.
And shit, you know, places like that, they need an income.
Yeah.
But I mean, that would be
something. Definitely.
The only thing, you know, that would be something worth looking into. I mean, the only thing we had to do is probably research a timing system, a temporary, like, a portable timing system, something that's not stationary where you have to run, something that it would be, you know, lasers with a bump to beam. You just have to have, I would imagine, the timing system, something to start the clock, and then on the other end to clock the when you come through there for the wind light. But I think it would be something worth looking into.
What y'all talking about? Y'all putting somebody to sleep. Sound like somebody over there asleep. What I miss?
Is anybody on the phone willing to name a 2 to 3 cow hit list for this year?
Man.
A 2 to 3 cow hit list. Anybody 2 to 3 cows that you got on your hit list?
Yep, I will.
Go ahead, boy.
That big? Yeah.
Vaughn, you might have jumped the gun a little too far. Before you say the hit list, do you have to, a lot of these guys, they don't want to race unless you go to an event. And I know we all used to meet up before we went to an event. They just don't want to race on events, or we're going to go back to like we used to race. Marvel talk shit,
man,
since they got to talk to us, keep up the communication.
Well, far as I'm concerned, we got them, the people that I'm associated with, and the people that Three Lug associated with, we was going every Thursday. Shit, we didn't care about no event.
Yeah.
We was going every Thursday last year.
Well, Vaughn, you know the regular people who going to race.
I know, Leon, and that's the people I'm talking to, basically. You know what I'm saying? That's simple. I ain't trying to pull no teeth with the situation. I know who's gonna do what. That's what I'll be saying, as far as like when everybody say, "Oh, it ain't no racing," or "How can we make racing good again?" I think that's a conversation that the people that's racing got to have, because the people that ain't racing, exactly what they is. They ain't racing. So the ones that is racing, we got to see how we can get us to race more. We got to create more situations. You know what I'm saying? Because the people that ain't racing, why is we depending on them to make racing good? They ain't racing no damn way. To the motherfuckers that got there putting in the work anyway.
The ones ain't racing. We can't depend on them, but we can't always let them find their way to tear the ones that's racing ears down. We get them more attention on these conversations, and they're not going to do nothing. I can't let you voice your opinion, Ron, and every time I look around, you're not racing. Your opinion don't mean shit.
Nah. But
you got all
the
voice in the world because you racing. You make people come out. You have fans now. People come to see you race when y'all get ready to lock a race in. They coming. Amarva ain't got nothing going on. He coming in and mess the whole race up. Right now today, a lot of people won't race because of that. Mother going to get on his ass, so why is I'm going to race? They going to get on my ass. So I leave my car at home. I think that has stopped a lot of races. People don't want to race because they don't want to get talked about.
Yeah, I do. I agree 100% on that, man.
Hey,
when you call somebody out and a guy asks you, man, why you calling me out? What I do to you? I think that's a problem.
Right. That is a big problem.
Yeah, that's a problem. You automatically turn it into something that it ain't. Just because I'm motherfucking trying to raise you, that don't mean I dislike you or got a problem with you. Sometimes
I try
to raise people I know that's going to bet some goddamn money. It ain't got nothing to do with nothing. I might just know they going to bet a goddamn bag, so I say I'm going to put my attention on them before I talk to anybody else. It ain't my, you know, my attention is valuable to look at, like, all right, I know he going to bet $1,500, $2,000, $3,000 without no problem. It ain't that I got no problem with him. It's the fact that I know he going to bet and he going to race. So I might mess with him.
Right.
I might talk more shit to him than I talk to the next person. Because if they look at it the wrong way, I look at it opposite. The people that I talk shit to and call out is the people that I know going to go. These other motherfuckers call out and talk shit to people they know ain't going to go so they can seem like they talking shit is something. When it ain't nothing, because they talking to some people that they know ain't going to go no motherfucking way. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and call the motherfucker out. You know got some nuts to answer your call out. Don't be thinking you own nothing because you call the motherfucker out. You know ain't raced in 5 years, and his motherfucking car been running the whole 5 years, and he ain't raced a goddamn soul. You should feel good about calling him out. That's like picking on the weak. You know he ain't no shit. Call one of these motherfuckers out you know about to go.
Yeah.
Are you ready to hit my three?
Yeah, point there.
Ready to hit this three?
What's the names on
it, man?
Man, I just feel as though we not talking about no shit that's alienated to us. We know about who gonna go and who ain't gonna go in the city, man. This is obvious. You know what I'm saying? We know about who gonna go and who ain't gonna go.
No, I pray to the Lord I can surprise y'all this year. Cause I damn sure gonna go if I can.
Right.
But hey, things just ain't been there for me. That's up. And when any one of them cars in our camp go, that's me going right there too. But I want my shit to go too. I definitely want to get out there. Man, I got nitpick with Vic, man. Vic, man, that's my man. But I got to try to hammer his ass. He whooped my ass. He just whooped my ass. I'm going to hammer his ass. Man, Vic came close, but I just couldn't get right. I just can't get right. That's what I need to name that motherfucker. Can't get right.
Well, man, just bet with us because Vic can't get away from us because he right around the corner from us.
Damn it, boy.
We on Vic's
coattail.
Day
Day and Jeremiah, that's three right there.
Yeah,
man.
Got
more than that, but that's three.
What about you, Leon?
I got Ryan, and then I got the principal. Is he still want to play? Ryan, principal, K-Doll, does he want to play? Who else I'm missing? Day-Day want to play?
You got four.
Oh, okay. So. I was just going to keep on going. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you
when
keep
you
up with
two,
then
you got four.
And I'm going to say this. The reason,
hey,
I named them people, because they're going to go to damn near any track up here and race, and they're going to tell us or complain about you need to go here. I mean, I ain't knocking nobody for what they're doing. And y'all all know Peso, but Peso don't want to race for that at a show. He don't want to just up and they load
That's
up and
right.
come over here or load up and go somewhere and race.
Damn, boss.
I can go to a show.
Like,
Leon playing spades, man. He got full potential.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, kid, he really got three. He got me two down. He got me for two slots. Did you hear him?
I think they caught that right.
He got me for three slots.
Oh, man.
If y'all ain't going to Detroit to race a Detroit person, don't even count that because there's only 10% of Detroit that will come up here and race. The rest of them going to stay at home. All right?
Oh, man.
Nah. I give my list. I didn't know y'all was giving out a list. I was back there looking for knowledge, you know. But I tell you right now, off the back, I already named Vic. I ain't want to say his name no more time because he's going to double up. I got to tell you, Willie Dole, Chuck, Cal City
Town. Say it loud. I can't hear you. Say it again. I couldn't hear you.
I said, Willie Dog, you know the one that talk about the dog, and I'm the dog catcher. He talk, he the dog, I'm the dog catcher.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
All right. Jay Bond. Chuck. Cal City Cal. Yes,
Damn,
sir.
Cal City
and
Cal
from
Cal
that
too?
Point after that, and that point after that, anybody that wanted could get it. But other than that, but those are the people that I need to see first. Yeah, my the people that
I want three lug in the bully. I want Dee Dee and Blue Thunder, and I want three lug in them in water. They can get them a little spot, but them the three I want.
Damn, Vaughn, how long you been holding that in, man?
Oh, not long. They know. They are aware of my situation. They know.
Oh, okay. All
yes,
right.
sir.
Hey, you did a Leon.
Yes,
you
sir.
Said you slug two times. He holds two spots for you, huh?
Hey, man, three lug hold more than two because I got a couple more cars. I just let Yak name his hit list, but I got a whole nother hit list with Lil Mo. You know what I'm saying? That's the hit list with grandson. I got a whole nother list with Lil Mo.
Can I say my hit list?
Might well,
yes, sir.
I got Tidy Bow with that red Monte Carlo. I want Tidy Bow with that blue Monte Carlo. And I guess I want to try that Jeremiah.
Oh man, not Jeremiah.
I want some of him. You know, there's no need. There's no need to, you know, like, I'm going after not all G-bodies, but G-bodies that, you know, they all steal all glass.
Yeah, sit like you. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to say junior G-bodies. Did I say it right? Junior G-bodies? Something that fit in that class. Fit in that junior G body, I want some.
Hey, I ain't trying to start, but you know what? Since we all named all them cars off, you know what would be good? It would be real nice.
What?
Is all them cars we named off, grab them motherfucking names and throw them in a box and every motherfucker just grab each other. Grab somebody. Put some money up there, and let's turn it out.
But Leon, that's a that's a shootout.
Well, that's just
that's
we doing our own thing. I mean, we doing our well. It's not to me. It's not a shootout because we're not picking and choosing who what. Whoever you pull, get your ass up there. It's just to make the race.
Yeah, I know. But
and
I mean,
give us something to talk about over the wet, over the cold months come in, and we'll be fan ourselves laughing and grinning. I promise you we will.
But you know what? But that's would be, you know, that would be a different way of a shootout. You just pull. Ain't that how they do those hat races? You just pull somebody and you got to run them? Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's the same shit. Like that would be good for Big Eddie race, and I ain't trying to tell nobody on how to do their race, but I'm just, you know, trying to generate some racing. If you combine what Big Eddie said and then combine what Leon just said, you gonna have a big turnout. Because if you get it like Leon, he just said, you know, some people that he called out, you know, me, Principal, and Day-Day. He called us. If we got in there, and let's just say it's going to be a $10,000 payout, we still can grow this race because we still have people in that hat race that want to run each other. We still can grow this race. We still can put up another $2,000 or $3,000.
Oh, most definitely.
Hey, that's another thing there, Ryan. That $10,000 raise get off is definitely going to be more money put on top of the pot.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. So, you know, that's worth, I would do it. Because I'm a grudge race. I'm a grudge race somebody, you know, in the midst of it. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I'd do it. Yeah, but I want some of that Tidy Bowl in both his cars.
Oh man.
Yeah, they
I want some of that motherfucker. I know I want some of that motherfucker Preacher Boy too, but I know he ain't gonna let his nuts hang. I'm gonna have to race him with another
cop. Oh man. Preacher ain't on here today. I'm surprised. Preacher usually on here.
Not the Preacher Boy.
Yeah. Well, we
can't hear it. We got a short out of Vaughn. I forgot about that.
40-15, your mic is open. All right. That's
another guy. Yeah, I want some Preacher Boy.
Damn.
Yeah, man. So, who all out there on horsepower?
Nobody.
It ain't many on horsepower. I know the Trans Am boys, they on horsepower.
Rob, Trans Am boys, Big Drag.
Hey, Leon.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Leon. I put my damn car on horsepower.
Oh,
I will too, Ryan. I always do at least once or twice a year, Ryan. I do. I always catch me somebody on motor.
But you know,
I better not do that.
I wouldn't mind, Eddie,
you always catch me somebody every year at least give me a horsepower race. Always,
yeah.
Yeah, you go out there on horsepower and see what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I want some of Dee Dee too.
Damn.
He ain't got enough of me. Where brother D at? Where is behind that?
We gonna need Terrio behind with Lil Mo. We're going to need Dee Dee with Bushwick, and we're going to need anything that Lenny's driving. Anything Lenny in.
Oh, man. Not Westside Lenny.
He been missing since he know I've been looking for him. See, when people know you're looking for him, they be hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Hey, so you, hey, Bun, we gonna have to get a sharp knife and split Dee Dee down the middle. Give me the good half of it.
Man, where all the noise coming from?
He said he got enough cars. We got Dee Dee. He got.
Hey, look. Bro, D, he told me when I was running Dee Dee, he said, Sarge, I love you like a brother, but I guess to go against you. I said, hey, I see no problem. It's no problem at all.
Your phone about to die.
That's somebody talking. Somebody got some background noise breaking them up. Yeah, thanks.
Hey, and Brother D had, Big E, Brother D had to go. He had to go down with the ship.
Mm-hmm. Oh man,
I'm all with you.
He had to go down with the ship, man.
That's all.
Yeah, I think me and Vaughn go have to. We got to split DD. We had to split him down the middle. I want the good half of it. But he tossed to me so damn bad.
Somebody seemed like they want to say something, but they ain't saying nothing. They got that background noise. Come on, talk to us. If you're going to have that background noise, talk to us. If you ain't going to talk to us, just go on mute until you're ready to talk. That's all you got to do. Simple. All right. Yeah, man. Well, it's been interesting, man. It started off a little wild, but it's been interesting, man. Everybody talking settled and talking good business, you know.
Yeah, it started out kind of wild,
you know. Chuck came in disrespectful. It kind of set me off a little bit, man. That was disrespectful.
I didn't know whether to stay on mute or come out and say nothing.
Yes, sir. Well, overall, we had a good show, I think. What'd you think, kid?
Damn car.
Yeah,
damn
yeah.
Car
pretty ready. Good, pretty good.
Oh,
yes,
hey, hold on, Biggie.
Get your car ready.
Hold on. I want some of Vic too. The toe tagging.
Somebody talking,
oh,
man. I heard somebody talking. He kind of talking low, so y'all got to be quiet before you hear him. Come on with it, bro.
I said, just get your car ready, Big Eddie. And Ryan,
oh, man.
That can happen this year, Ryan.
Don't. Hey Vic, don't talk over me like you ain't hear what I say.
I didn't. I just said that can happen.
Hey Eddie, you hear?
If it don't happen, listen to me. Listen
yeah,
to
I hear, man.
Him. He talked. Hey, he talked over me like I didn't say nothing.
No, I said it. Hey, I said that can happen, but I'm gonna tell you this: if I think you got too much for toe tag, I got an F body for you. All steel, all glass.
Oh.
Hey man, I'm gonna come out to y'all shop. You gotta text me y'all address. I'm gonna come out to y'all damn shop and bring a case of Orange Crush, and I'm gonna bring some water and champagne. I'm gonna sit out there 8 hours with y'all. Y'all go run me.
My shopper, I'm gonna run you. My shop in Muncie, Indiana. You coming all the way out here?
That ain't far.
About 3.5-4 hours for you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, see, I was just down in how far is that from? I think we was just in Fort Wayne, Indiana, I think. Or Fort Worth.
Listen, I'm not sure. I know it's out that way, out here, but I don't know.
About an hour and a half. About an hour and a half.
Is it?
Yep.
Well, I still come down. I just make a whole day of it. I come down there.
Come on down.
I'll show y'all around that turbo car.
Come on down. We got a couple turbo cars.
I get in that. Y'all got some concrete or some asphalt out there?
Sunny, dry day.
He ran down the street from the track.
Right, the track 15 minutes from my shop.
Yeah. Well, I'll take that car down through there.
Bring your
when
car
I get out
you.
Of y'all think hey. Oh. Okay. I didn't been to that track down there before.
Yep, Muncie.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know it's there.
A lot of people don't know a lot of things.
Yeah. That track been there a long time.
Yep.
Long time.
It was one of the first in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
No, Bunker Hill was the first one in Indiana, kid. Bunker Hill.
Bunker Hill.
Was in 1956. I think in 1956.
Yeah,
that's the one down right by the prison, ain't it, Leon? Leon, that's the one down right by the prison, ain't it?
Yeah, right down the street
from
it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's going to be all right if everybody keep their cool and get up there and race. I don't want for this time to race for me to weaken your way, get in the way.
No pistols at the track, y'all. Nobody bring pistols to the track.
Oh, man.
We come to race, not shoot out. Not shoot out for real.
Leakin, Leon, you ever been to that racetrack over there where Zaydon gonna have that race at? Mount Vernon, Ohio? Pacemaker?
No, I ain't never heard of it.
Yeah,
never heard
around.
Of it. Close to Ohio, I've been is at 42 in Norwalk and Norwalk 42.
Oh, okay.
That's the only one I know. Oh, now who having a raceway over there?
Zabo.
I never heard of that. What the?
Money.
I never heard of that.
Collaboration.
I don't know how in the hell they found that track.
You ain't lying. Mm-hmm. I ain't never heard of the track.
Especially young as they are. Especially as young as Zabo is, I don't know how in the hell he found that track.
That one is test spots, probably. You know, some of us got to go a long way to keep everybody from seeing what we're doing. And if they see look good, they're gonna plunder away. So, you're out of here. Yeah. No, I ain't never heard no track like that.
It's about 60 miles north of Columbus, Ohio.
Shit, that's the last ride there, because that's the Cleveland is 4 hours for me.
Yep.
Yeah. God damn. That's the ride. When are you having that? This year?
Sometime in June. Like the end of June. Last day of June and the first day of July.
Yep.
I think I won't probably make them late for that because I think that's what our family union is for my family. We're going to be doing a lot of that. If this gas keep going up, I ain't going to be going to see nobody. Shit.
Yeah, gas is going back up.
I ain't saying to tell y'all. Dude, this shit is too hot, man. These people go up and tell you gas.
Yeah.
It takes you 75 hours in 1 week. And then the next week, you go from $75 to, shit, $100.
Yeah, a diesel dually.
Diesel even worse. I feel sorry for them diesel drivers.
Yeah, that shit is easing back up.
Yeah. I was in South Bound in Mishawaka. Mishawaka, 317. Come way back over here, 340.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but they had a decent show there, Eddie. Have a decent show.
Yeah, thanks, Leon.
Hey, Leon, you got any new T-shirts coming up?
No, not right now. I don't even know what I'm... Hey, look, the guy who do my shirts, he late. He forgot about he had my sticker made to go on my trailer. I still got that in my old car. I'm going to put it on there, though. I don't care. I got it. I'm going to put it on there.
You get them pictures I sent you the other day?
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
I got a nice old picture of Scarface sitting on the trail.
Yeah, I like that there. That bring back some old memories there. Some good old racing right there.
Yeah, you heard what I said? I said I got a nice picture of Scarface sitting on the trail.
Oh, yeah.
Like them guys
yeah,
that don't know
Scarface.
Was that a 68 or 69 boot? That was 68 boot, wasn't it?
68. That was a 68. Old 68.
Is that car still around?
You know, last time the dude bought it came from in Ohio, so it's probably up in Ohio somewhere. That's where it went. That's all I know. Oh, man.
Well, y'all seem like it's winding on down.
Yeah. I ain't gonna see them up in this garage. Oh, yeah, dude, just polishing up some stuff, cleaning up. Anything I missed.
Yeah.
But she ready.
I got you. That's her.
Well, no, I ain't gonna say she ready.
That's
I gotta change that ship. I don't like that ship. I gotta change that.
Where
we only got three more minutes left anyway.
What's your name, Mark?
I say, where you going first when the season open up? You got anything in going to test and tune somewhere, or you going out?
Yeah, I'm gonna be testing when season open up. I'm gonna have to run behind that fucking Ryan. I can't let it get away. I can't let him get away. Only way I let him get away, he got to come back and say I got too excited.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to a good watching y'all guys for a good season and bringing my slow car and having some fun.
Man, that's all I'm gonna do.
You gonna get in the daily? You gonna get in the daily driver shootout, Ma?
Man, I ain't fast enough for that.
It's a daily driver, though.
I know my limitations. Hey, a Hellcat a daily driver too. I can't do nothing with nothing like that.
Yeah, fuck him up. You ain't got to be scared of no Hellcat.
I'm not. But I know my limitations. And I know for sure that that Hellcat definitely is not going to be scared of me.
You'd be surprised, Mark. You'd be surprised.
Matter of fact, I got a Pontiac boy who said I'm going to peel first.
Not the Pontiac boy again.
Yeah, me and Bernard got a Tango again. We got the Tango. We both got pretty much identical cars. We got to run. We both got 1998 stock. Goddamn. He got a stock Trans Am. I got a stock Camaro. We got about the same miles on them. Both of us, we got no modification but a Flowmaster. And we got to go. We got to clear that up.
Well, I sure hope that race happened this year, man. I hope that race happened this year.
I'm definitely going to do that. I mean, we ain't going to do it. We probably do two or three. Because I know either one of us is going to want some revenge because it's probably, as evenly matched as they are, it's probably going to be the first man off that tree going to be the winner.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, Big Mom. Well,
yeah,
y'all, the board have now shut down.
Huh?
The board have now shut down.
Okay.
We're on overtime.
All right. Ain't a bad thing. Anybody still with us?
There's still quite a few people on here.
Hey, Big Ed.
Quite
a
few people that got their mic out. Yeah.
I see where they fired that white police officer down in Memphis, too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
King,
every last one I was there was involved. Every last one of them. I don't feel bad for neither one of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
You was there. You didn't do nothing about it. Yeah, body cameras. You need to go. That's all I say. I ain't never been dead before, but that's got to be the worst feeling when you fight for your life and the mother just set out just dogging you out. They should never get out.
Yep. Now, what I don't understand is, well, maybe I might have missed it or whatever, but have anybody heard about the Black Lives Matter group protesting this or what?
But they've been protesting. And I'm glad they ain't tearing up nothing and they protesting the right way. And just thank God that police chief, she went directly and got some stuff done. But that could have been real ugly if she didn't do nothing about it. And people's dead wrong. The body camera gave it away.
Yeah. I didn't know she used to be the police chief over there in Atlanta, too. She had a group over there called the Red Dogs. They used to do the same kind of shit, I guess.
The motherfuckers should never get out, man. Put their asses in population.
Yeah, they just showed on the news a second ago. They fired that white policeman that was spraying the pepper
spray. Yeah, the white
spraying, And then
right.
They fired the two paramedics that stood there and didn't do nothing for 20 minutes.
Right.
And left the boy sitting up on the side of the car and wouldn't even touch
it. Yep.
Yeah, Yeah, that's sad. And we gotta get it like that.
I'm hearing conflicting stories now. This will, they charge him with reckless driving and shit. Now, I consider reckless driving as a motherfucker running stop signs and bobbing and weaving all over the motherfucking streets in Canton. Now, this was supposed to have happened the day before. And if y'all didn't catch him the day before doing all this, why y'all gonna talk about he was, y'all stopped him for reckless driving?
Why even bring it up now? That ain't gonna save them for what they did. They did wrong.
It's a bunch of bullshit going on, man.
They trying to cover their asses, but they can't.
Yeah.
Well, that nigga looked like he was a bad kid, but I don't care how bad he was. Did he deserve that? No. Don't nobody deserve nothing like that.
Now, how true it is, I don't know, but one of the police officers that was involved in the shit. Tyree was supposed to have been dating his baby's mama or something.
Yeah,
I don't know how true that is or not. They both worked at FedEx.
I saw that on the internet, but you can take that with a grain of salt. I ain't
right,
heard the district attorneys or the police say, I mean, the news, the mainline didn't say anything about it.
Yep.
Well, if he did, she got his ass killed by letting that motherfucker know he sent her a picture.
Yep. Yeah, well, we'll soon find out.
Yeah.
I hope they get what they got coming to them.
What's in the dark will soon come.
You hear a lot of people say a lot of good things about that boy, you know, as a young man and everything. So it's kind of, it wasn't just the parents. It was a lot of people, even white folks, said a lot of good things about him. They met him, you know, in life. It shouldn't have been all that bad.
Yeah, they said he worked at FedEx. He had just not long got off work.
That's crazy. That's all I know. That's wrong.
Yeah, sad situation.
Yeah, that could have been anybody, any of us, any one of us.
Yeah.
And you notice the fact that it was black cops. They had no hesitation putting all their faces on the news immediately. The when the white cops did all that Rodney King beating, you didn't see their faces before they started showing them.
For months.
Nope.
You know, it's always been a double standard out here.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to always be, but this time right here, I don't feel sorry for them punks not one bit.
I hope they get exactly what they get, especially when they get it, if they make it a popular. I wouldn't even let them punks get no protection.
Mm-hmm.
I seen that boy getting beat like that. I wanted to just turn to change the channel. I'm like, man, this, oh my God, say, man, they just got him dead and ain't nothing he can do. Like they say, like a game, 10 to the face, no cover, you know.
Yep.
Hey, but on a good note, like you say, it's getting close, man. We gaining a minute every day and a minute every night. That sun
it ain't dark down to 5:30.
Yes, sir.
by the end of this month, we're going to start to feel it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be about 6 o'clock before it gets dark.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going out there, sitting back, relaxing. Because, man, it's good therapy for me to come out there and just sit back and relax and just...
Yes, sir.
Just enjoy my friends, enjoy the racing. I get a lot out of it. Even though, like they said in the last couple of years, they were saying about some of the guys that were throwing shows, their shows, oh, man, it wasn't nothing but a car show. People wasn't racing. Man, it was still an enjoyable experience to me. I had no problem supporting the people, paying my money, and fellowshipping, as Uncle Larry said, having a ball.
Yep. You get a chance to see people you haven't saw in a while.
I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
And then you run across some people you wish you didn't have to see. I ain't gonna call no names.
They go with the territory. Kid, I'm looking forward to seeing you behind that grill this year again.
Yeah.
Doing your thing, putting that. I remember when I was down in Lima, and there was a guy down there. He was barbecuing ribs out of oven. He had a oven that he converted into a barbecue grill, and he was at the track.
I've seen somebody did that before, too.
Yeah, man. He was telling jokes and selling that barbecue, and that was some of the best tasting smoked ribs I had, man. I forgot dude's name, but, man, I had a ball down. Even them Lima police was all right. And I heard they ain't shit, but they was all right that day.
You talking about Lima, Mississippi?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That was down there when the tornado hit Hattiesburg. So we were leaving Lima on our way to Hattiesburg, and they called us, said, man, turn around. This shit fucked up down here. Turn around.
Yep.
We were going to go back to Lima, but we just turned around and came back up here.
Yeah, we was already down there when this shit hit.
Mm-hmm. So y'all got caught in it?
Yeah, somewhat.
Yeah, I remember I was leaving 41 when what they call it, that Michael Blast hit. It came this was the one time I took my oldest brother to the track with me. And, man, that thing hit us, and I was in my red Suburban, and that sucker rocked my Suburban, and it actually felt like it